KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hey, good Friday. It's Dom Giordano from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia sitting in tonight. Speaking of guests, the guest you'd like to have at this moment is Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG. I only had her on once when she had a book, and she was pretty reasonable. I was surprised. Marjorie Taylor Greene just moments ago has said she is resigning from Congress, and that will end let's play exactly what she said. I'm a little confused on the date here, because there's, you know, each House seat is precious. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene about resigning and somewhat why she's resigning.
There is no plan to save the world or a 4D chess game being played. When common American people realize and understand that the political industrial complex of both parties is ripping this country apart, that not one elected leader like me is able to stop Washington's machine from gradually destroying our country, and instead the reality is that they, common Americans, the people, possess the real power over Washington, then I'll be here by their side to rebuild it. Until then, I'm going back to the people that I love, to live my life to the fullest as I always have, and I look forward to a new path ahead. I'll be resigning from office with my last day being January 5th, 2026, and I look forward to seeing many of you again sometime in the future. May God bless you all, and may God bless America.
All right, so that's imminent, that January 5th. You just heard Marjorie Taylor Greene say that, so let's break down what is going on here. On the one hand, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the backstory is, wanted to run for the Senate from Georgia. Apparently, President Trump set her a private poll showing she was 20 points down to Ossoff, who is somebody we can beat in the Senate race coming up. So, no, they wouldn't back her in that. That seems to have set off some stuff, but she has always been a Trump supporter, but sometimes a critic. And that's what's happened here, and you heard her, that comment about nobody's playing 4D chess here. So we'd love to get your reaction to the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene, will it be easy just to dismiss her because of some of the wild and crazy things, truly, that she said? Or is this rather surprising given what an all-time supporter, ally of President Trump she was over the last, how many years, without a doubt. 833-482-5337. I think a lot of people will dismiss her on both sides. It's funny to see the left and the View embrace her now, since she was gone after some elements of the Trump agenda. Now, speaking of that, not in the matter of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll be clear, I am not a supporter of what went on today with President Trump and his embrace of Madani. It helps President Trump, maybe, because he respects Mondani's political skills, to be playing in the Oval Office as he did today. But I would rather have had, albeit civil, and I'm wondering if you would, more of a back and forth on socialism, on what this guy's up to. Is this guy a jihadist? The president dismissed that of Stefanik, who's running against Hochul, and pretty much said no. He is a jihadist. He has said things like that over the course of time. Why play games with him? The president was very entertaining. But there's no 4D chess here. Mondani, I think, is more the winner today than anybody, that he's elevated to a almost mainstream look after going through the Oval Office. Except for a friend and friend of the show, Jack Prasobic, who's a major influencer. He was there with President Trump. This will be cut four. Prasobic is the only one to hit him with the fact that this guy wants to tax white neighborhoods more than other neighborhoods because they're white, they have privilege. Would you have liked to have seen more of a back and forth? You can be entertaining, you can be pleasant, I don't mean screaming, rather than glad-handing, bringing this character to the Oval Office today. All right, here's Prasobic. Going back and forth about Mondani, long held that he has said this. Of course, he's going to deny it now, but here's how it sounded.
Please. Hey, protesters.
Jack?
I want to know, one of the policies as well that Mayor-elect Mondani talked a number of times about on the campaign was shifting the tax burden for property taxes from what he called minority communities to white-based communities and putting more taxes on white people. I also noticed that in your acceptance speech you didn't mention anything about America or Christians or white people in general, and so I didn't know if that was one of the policies that you guys had spoken about.
We focused on affordability. We focused on the cost of living crisis. What I will say is that I am very much interested in property tax reform because what we see right now in New York City is a system that is so inequitable that it can't even stand up in court. And the president and I spoke about the importance of not only building more housing, but also making sure that regulation of housing is something that is manageable to actually get through and not the cause of yet another weight that we see in our city.
But to be clear, you're continuing this idea of race-based property taxes.
No, to be very clear. No, the use of the term was a description of neighborhoods, not a description of intent.
So you intend to tax the whiter neighborhoods more?
No, we intend to create a fair property tax system because we want a New York City that is not only fair and equitable, but also one that every New Yorker can afford.
Liar. Just outright liar. Outright liar. This guy gets to be there. Jack is right with this. That's exactly what he has said many times. It's a fact. You want to live in a fantasy world? Go right ahead. Are you happy about this now? Now, President Trump, I get somewhat the game for him here. He's trying to tap into and take some of the rough edges off the idea that he and the Republican Party are not about the word we all must worship at now because of Mondami, affordability. Mondami's done a great job of saying that word again and again and again and again. And his remedies, though, are not going to make things more affordable, they are just going to destroy New York City. And I know President Trump dearly loves New York City, there's no doubt. But I think he's trying to get some of the shine of the word affordability today by appearing to go along. Now, we expect it, Trump, ultimate capitalist, Mondami, socialist at best, communist at worst. But President Trump is more of a populist than he is a capitalist. And maybe, I'll be talking to a special guest later on about this, maybe people actually like some forms of socialism. I happen to think, if you haven't heard me before sitting in on the America at Night and the Bohannon Show, I happen to think the NFL is a socialist outfit. They're not capitalist. They're all in it together. The goal is parity, to have enough cities think they can make the playoffs. Tell me, you know, how is it capitalism in soccer leagues? You know about relegation. If you're the worst team, you get kicked out and another city gets put in. Here, you get the first pick if you're the worst. So I think the NFL is an example, for example, of socialism. Maybe Americans want some degree of socialism. How do you feel about Mondami now? I know President Trump is playing him here. That's what we're going to hear. Is he really? Or was he playing with the idea that politically for him, it's good to be associated with affordability? Would you have liked to have seen more of an exchange? He just lied there with Jack Posobiec.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at HIMS.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
It certainly is. Dom G or Dano pinch hitting. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. So we just told you that Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned. The big story, too, the love fest, President Trump and Mondani. I get it, glomming on to affordability, having fun with them. But it was a good time to be talking a little bit socialism, what it is, what it does. Nah, come on. That would have spoiled the fun. Would you have liked to have seen that? Jack Posobiec is the one that asked the one question that broke through. All right, here are some of the Democrats who voted to condemn socialism today. Pete Aguilar in California, Gabe Amo in Rhode Island. I'm surprised at this, Jake Auchincloss of Massachusetts. That guy's on TV a lot. Brendan Boyle of Philadelphia, where I am. Let's see. The woman who's accused of stealing $5 million from the government, Sheila Sherfalus McCormick of Florida. She voted to condemn socialism. Wow. Catherine Clark of Massachusetts. She's one of the leadership. Jim Clyburn, the kingmaker of South Carolina. Herb Conaway of Jersey. Lou Correa of California. Jim Costa of California. These are all the people that voted to condemn it, but 98 Democrats voted against it. Akeem Jeffries, wow, he voted to condemn it today. Nice. Let's see, anybody else prominent of these Congress people that you might know? I believe all the people that were involved in that ghastly video attempt, the former military members or intelligence community of the Democrats, I think they all voted to condemn socialism. So, good for them on that, at least. Now, Mark Kelly, my show in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210, I'm no longer going to say, you know, I give him a lot of grace, Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, because of the missions he flew in space, because of the missions in the Navy. Today, he's been all over the place saying the same nonsense he started with, that we began the week with here, telling people essentially, you know, you have to defy these orders. And guess whose name came out of his mouth? He invoked the name of Charlie Kirk. Yes, he did, Mark Kelly. And right there, that's the line. He said, when Charlie Kirk was killed, all these people said we have to stop with political violence. Yet, we have President Trump wanting to hang us. Now, I would have tightened up more what Trump said, but the gist of it was, you know, you guys, this may be sedition. I'm waiting for the number 2 at the Justice Department, Todd Blanche, to start an investigation. And if under oath you say your intent is to disrupt the chain of command here in some way, or it comes out it is, realize that could be sedition. And one of the penalties for sedition is what? The death penalty. That's what Trump was getting at here. But Mark Kelly, for a guy with this type of pedigree, and look, I differ with his politics. He was almost their VP choice the last time around, all that stuff. But the bottom line is, He is way out of line in this. And I don't think he deserves a respect for all the military and everything else anymore in the way that he's acting on this, including trying to use the death of Charlie Kirk to shield himself here and make the point that we're engaged in political violence because of a difference of opinion. It's not a difference of opinion. People in the military know. I'm going to play you this hour Republican veterans who put out their own tape tonight, and they made the fact, they made much of the fact, that people in the military know about the ability to refuse an illegal order. And all these people are doing, though, is trying to say that Trump himself is like an illegal order, anything that he does. Chrissy Houlihan, who's from my neck of the woods in the Philadelphia suburbs, will play it too. She was on CNN, and she told the commentator, the host there, that, well, Trump has already issued 200 illegal orders. What? Yeah. She talked about how judges have knocked down his orders. Those are not orders, you dope. Those are policy things he wanted to do. The Democrats sued, and many times these are Obama judges that just by course, because they hate Trump, knocked him down. Those are not orders. President said policy. So under that, how many times where it was Biden knocked down for things he was doing, or Obama? Should we have said, you know what, you have the right to refuse their illegal orders? Can you imagine a woman goes on national TV on CNN, Erin Burnett Show, and tries to claim these judges knocking down Trump's directives on immigration or whatever? That should count as illegal orders. That's why we have to alert the military to this. Are those illegal orders? These are policy decisions as the executive, and someone can sue. And by the way, in most of them, if not all them, the final decision is not in. This is the way our system works. The executive can try to put some policy in place. People have a right to sue, and then the other branch can determine whether or not these are legal, constitutional, whatever. They're not orders. This is what they're getting away with. So I'll play you the Republican response, which I think is a good one. But Mondani and the president today, are you okay with that? A lot of politicians, conservatives, are not. Like Elise Stefanik. She claims he's a jihadist. The president said, ah, come on now, jihadist. He is. He said stuff along those lines. Who are we kidding with this? I'd love to talk with you. 833-482-5337. That's all that you have to do. Hit that. We'll play a little bit more. This issue really has me roiled. Mark Kelly is outrageous on this. You cannot invoke. You have no right to bring up Charlie Kirk. You brought up something that you should just admit and walk away from, how damaging this is. Now you want to bring Charlie Kirk in it to act as a shield. That's pretty low. Your military service, honorable, et cetera, we get it. But you know what? You've worn out your welcome, Mark Kelly. All right, Dom Giordano from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia sitting in tonight. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. America at Night on Westwood One.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Post One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Post One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
That's exactly right. Dom Giordano, happy to be with you and all next week. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Love to chat with you. Mondami and the president, not exactly what I would have wanted today. You see it differently. Marjorie Taylor Greene resigns January 5th, I think she said. And again, I gave you some of the backstory, but she was a heck of an ally of the president. Is she right on any of this stuff? And I read you some of the people who did vote today to condemn socialism. 98 Democrats couldn't do that, though. Wow. Let's go to Todd. Then I'm going to tell you what Chuck Schumer is going to ask Republicans to condemn. We're into the condemning game, and it's a tricky one for Republicans. You'll see. Let's go to Todd in Atlanta, Georgia. WGKA. Todd, thanks for leading off. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dom. Today, the Muslim Brotherhood mayor of New York, Mondami, meeting with Trump, to me is tragic because London and New York are now, taken over. And I think that somebody should have brought up his support for BDS, for globalize the Intifada, which means kill the Jews around the world.
Right.
And his support for the Hamas Nazis, you know.
Well, without a doubt. But, you know, the president is the one that would rather glad hand with him, chat him up, and elevate him to a national figure. I would say a mainstream figure, Todd. Jack Posobiec, who's a friend, is the one that asked him about the white neighborhoods. He lies about it. Then you're shut down. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I think he's kind of setting it up. He wants to give him a good send-off, so when everything blows up, you know, you can't blame Trump, right?
Well, I'm betting right now that Trump is not going to go after New York City. I get it. He loves New York City. Look, Todd, I am in Philadelphia. I'm known for being Dom of Philadelphia and all that stuff. But I'm not going to defend Philadelphia. It's a progressive socialist mob that's here now. I'm not going to protect them. I don't think the president ought to do that either.
Yeah, I think you're right, you know, because I think Trump is going to just wait and see what happens because, you know, he's a realist, and he's going to be the mayor. just like de Blasio, who I think was the first communist mayor of New York, we're just going to have to endure what happens. I mean, I got a niece living up there, so I'm kind of worried for her.
Well, here's my thing, Todd. I have one thought in mind with Mondami, and you probably guessed it. Tactically, to use him to win the midterms, to pound on him so that they have to defend. The media does ask Democrats about this, and they're wildly uncomfortable. And I was hoping the president would do more of that today rather than how this came out.
Yeah. I was expecting a fight, to be honest with you. You know, I was worried.
Yeah,
Mondami is going to slip in a plastic shiv or something. Yeah, you know? The way they've been going at it.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. Right. Now, I don't think this is 4D chess. I think Trump likes the affordability thing, thinks this guy's kind of slick. We'll play with it a little bit. This was a moment to confront this. And when asked about the jihadist thing, yeah, Lee Stefanik is hitting Kathy Hochul with that. Trump should have backed her up. That's what we want. You don't need a brawl with the guy, but I mean, we couldn't make points there, broader points about capitalism. Our system is successful. Socialism is not. You are a socialist. That's what this guy is going to do. Why continue to play games with it? If you're going to give him the grand stage, you have to unmask him a bit. I'm not saying it has to be a street fight. All right. Zelensky had more of a back and forth with Trump than Modani did. By the way, now we have Putin and Zelensky on the clock. We're going to take away, now let's see what happens, our support for Ukraine if a deal is not struck by Thanksgiving. That's only 6 days away. Tony in Montreal, WVMT. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
I'm kind of astounded by the clips that I heard on Mondami and Trump, and I also wanted, I mentioned to your screener that I want to speak about the six individuals that are trying to back off from their they're obstructing and saying that Trump is making these illegal orders. We talked about this yesterday, but you know, like, this is not a My Lai situation. This is not right. Nuremberg, where people are telling you to kill Jews and to kill Vietnamese.
Yeah, and Tony, for other listeners, you get it. But Houlihan actually said with Aaron Burnett, who didn't correct her, well, he's lost 200 times in court. So what? Those are not orders. It's policies, and some of these judges reject him just because he's Trump. He didn't issue 200 illegal orders. That's why she said they did this as a cautionary tale. Mother, my God.
So let me ask you something, Dom. You lost 55,000 people in Vietnam over a period of number of years of that war.
Right.
I don't know if it was 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
You lost 650,000 people to fentanyl. That's
right.
Six times Vietnam.
Right.
Why aren't the people in the Democratic Party saying, hey, we had six Vietnams, and this is the only president that's trying to stop this? Like, I got a message to you guys and these Democrats and Mondami and the socialists and the social Democrats. They call themselves social Democrats. What they do is spend your money. They spend the taxpayers' money. And they believe that they have the right fit and the right ideas. Well, let's put it this way. I don't believe that anybody should attack any country, whether it's surreptitious through narco warfare or cartel warfare. And I also include the Islamofascists. We're not Islamophobes, Dominic. We are traditional North American people.
Right. And Tony, let me interrupt to make this point about President. I think one of his best qualities is he's not going to accept the business as usual. The business as usual is other presidents just said, what are we going to do? And he said, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And next, I hope he hits the Mexican cartels with drones. They're even easier to hit.
I was in his White House staff. I would advocate for immediate intervention into Mexico, which is a cartel-led government. I would attack every cartel location. And the U.S. government, CIA, and everybody else knows exactly where they are.
You
have to take out the poison. And you know what? Any people that are listening to me and say, oh, the Canadian dudes weren't nothing. Listen, we were the last guys to leave Afghanistan with you. And per capita, we lost as many people in Afghanistan as the Americans. And we did not back out like the British. We stayed till the last day. So
thank
we were
you,
there
Tony.
In World
that's,
War
that's
One,
all
World
true.
War II.
That's all true. The Canadians were. That's absolutely. And then World War II, storming the beaches of Normandy. They were. Thank you, Tony. Have a great weekend. Okay. 833-482-5337. That's where we'd like you to be. I'll play you coming up the Republican congressman's response to the nonsense. But can you imagine saying on CNN, well, we did this as a precautionary tale because Trump has already issued 200 illegal orders that judges have struck down. These are not orders. It's policy. Presidents get to make policy. And then the courts sometimes decide, yes, you can do this, or no, you can't do this. That's what they're there for. There's nothing wrong with that. This isn't ordering people to do illegal things. By the way, this Houlihan woman, too, was on another CNN show, and she actually said she comes from a Navy family, and her dad told her about illegal orders and said, you must then run these up the chain of command. And she was being asked exactly what Tony was talking about drug running in the Caribbean. And she actually said, well, yeah, you tell your commanding officer, I can't do that. That's an illegal order. She's even talking as it's going on, as they're ready to drone strike one of these ships that can get up to 160 miles an hour, one of these speedboats. And she was asked, well, what if the commanding officer says, no, it is a legal order? Then she said, you should go to the next level of the chain of command. Well, Chrissy Houlihan, when we get to the end of the chain of the command, who has said this is a legal order? The President of the United States. Can you imagine what will happen in the military if these Democrats get their way and people are acting in the manner that I just told you? We have hundreds and hundreds of military people. What would that be like in the military? 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes. I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAFE25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAFE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAFE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SAFE25.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What a day. All right. Here's a thought. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene tag in and become a semi-regular on The View? Or would she be too difficult to handle? In other words, her conservatism, and she's not a Trump hater like the woman that's on there now enough. So maybe they would occasionally tag her in just to get that. That's the surest way to get a gig there. Surprising? I told you the backstory. It's some of that. She's hurt that she can't run for the Senate. Will she run for president in 2028? Anything's possible. What a day. But I didn't like the look of the Mondani Trump aftermath today. I get it, President Trump trying to talk about affordability and get some of the shine of this guy. Okay, let's see what he does next. But today kind of elevated him. I could see a Trump-Mondani ticket, people on Fox are saying. All right, let's go to John in Noakesville, Virginia, WMAL. Hi, John.
Hi, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
great
welcome.
Show.
Thank you.
I got a couple of, you know, at first my reaction was kind of like yours. Why would you elevate this guy at all? But I think that, I really do think that Trump is playing the long ball game. I think he knows that anything he does, the Democrats will go after. So one thing is that they could go after him like sharks. The Democrat Party could go after the mayor-elect like sharks. That's one thing that could happen. And I think he also is trying to say, I'm a nice guy. I can deal with almost anybody. And he's going
to That part is fine. The second part you said. I'm not saying he has to be uncivil here. But, John, wasn't this a great opportunity, as Jack Posobiec did with the one question, to underline the difference in a way that you could say, look, I got along with this guy, I heard him out, I'm that type of guy. But in the end, socialism doesn't work, capitalism does. Couldn't there be more of that?
I think Congress doing what it did today was doing that function for Trump at the same time he was doing his thing.
Well, I don't know what his thing is, though, John. I get for himself personally, but I think it's a failure when you have the socialist there, and he gets to move on. Socialism wasn't challenged today. Now, whether Trump challenges a policy he does down the road, maybe, that's true. But he didn't challenge, with the socialist there, the avowed socialist, anything.
Well, like I said, I think that the Mondami will either fall into line to become more capitalist and reasonable, or he'll do his thing that he's saying he's going to do,
right,
and fail miserably. And then Trump can say, hey, you know, I tried to help this guy out. You know, it always fails. Socialism always fails. But I do think that he's going to be like shark bait with the Dems now because he has met with Trump and tried to make good with Trump. I think they're going to eat their own.
I differ. Okay, well I hope to talk with you again, say, 6 months from now, John, because I think – they think, and on MSNBC, they're celebrating this. Wow, this guy went in, and he got the gold standard of appeal here. And, John, I think you're Trump is much more of a guy who zigs and zags all over the place here. He's not really a capitalist. Do you think President Trump is a capitalist? As
well,
a president,
very much so a capitalist, but he's all, you know, he is not a true conservative, never has been a true conservative.
Okay, well, we got onto a great point here. To me, I'm going to give a little bit of grace. I get that the guy's a great maneuverer, but only so much, John. I'd rather have conservative policies than a guy who doesn't do that so much, even though occasionally, in moments that you need it, I'm willing to say you don't have to go by the book. You can improvise. Is that a failing? Is he not conservative enough?
Are you asking me if he's conservative enough?
Yes.
Well, he has enough strong central conservative issues that he has the conservatives behind him. As a populist, he's got enough of those issues that we agree with.
Okay. I'm just asking you, though, maybe I'm expecting too much. As I said, I'm not going to quibble here and there on some things. He's a master improviser. I'm just saying I want more overt conservatism if I had my druthers. That would be more perfect to me.
I think he's extremely intelligent and extremely pragmatic, and I think he has a game plan here.
All right. Thank you, John. You should run for office. He's right, though, that he is not a conservative in that sense. I'm not someone who just reads out of a dictionary. That's it. No, you got to give some grace here to improvise, to win the day and all that, and I do that with Trump. Okay, phone lines, 833-482-5337. No one's taking me up on this, though, because socialism, capitalism in the news here, is the NFL socialist? I say that it is. And I say that America, like it or not, wants certain elements of things that are socialist. When do we know we've crossed the line where America doesn't want a brand of socialism? Aren't there things that we have that are socialism, social security and all? Good socialism. Bad socialism. Government-run supermarkets. Bread lines. 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my size softer?
Can I make my size firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy a personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
America at Night, Dom Giordano, pinch hitting. And what a day, huh? Marjorie Taylor Greene out, former all-time ally of the president. Mondami, a star at the White House today. Quite a day. Again, what Trump does with news cycles is incredible. There's not a 24-hour cycle. It's every 20 minutes. There's another burst of something that you may or may not expect. But as we kind of end phase one here today, just take a look at the stuff that's happened, particularly take a look at Ukraine. Are we really going to rescind all aid to Ukraine if there's not a peace deal signed off? And Trump put out a very, very detailed 28-point situation by Thanksgiving. It's maddening to see it play out, and the one guy that can make it happen is Putin, who's a master at just allowing this to go on as long as it is to his advantage. And it is. And that's the game we're playing. So I'm not sure if, say, next Friday, Black Friday, suddenly we hear from President Trump that we're not going to fund Ukraine anymore. Hard to know how much we're actually funding at this point. But we've seen Democrats this week, at the end of the day, I think, get beaten back pretty effectively on the nonsense they pulled that we've been talking about every night, because we've not seen anything like this. Where six of them try to sow discord in the military they claim to love. One of them, Chrissy Houlihan from my neck of the woods, says on national TV, well, we had to do this because President Trump has already had 200 illegal orders beaten back. She's talking about court cases where Trump says, I want to do this. I'm using executive power, executive order, call it what you will. And it goes to court, and a judge looks at it either honestly or they're an Obama judge. It's just going to block him. And they say no. Sometimes they say yes. How in the world can she say that's an illegal order and Trump is going to continue to do this? That's why the military must resist. Stupidity is part of this, too. Incompetency. All right, follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Would love to have you join. And 833-482-5337. That's the line you can always use here. But this is a big night. We'll see how Mondomini plays. What will Trump, will he weave and do something else with him? Certainly possible. All right, you're listening to America at Night with Dom Giordano sitting in on Westwood One.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A stunning story from Capitol Hill tonight as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says she's resigning from Congress.
Representative Greene, in a more than 10-minute video posted online, explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months, as the congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. Donald Trump branded her a traitor and wacky and said he would endorse a challenger against her when she ran for re-election next year. Greene says her last day will be January 5th. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump has met with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House. Mamdani says they discussed ways of working together, despite past differences.
What I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on the disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
And President Trump responded by saying,
"The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York."
The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court ruling that found Texas' 2026 congressional redistricting plan likely discriminates on the basis of race. The order signed earlier today by Justice Samuel Alito will remain in place at least for the next few days, while the court considers whether to allow the new map favorable to Republicans to be used in the midterm elections. More swings hit Wall Street, except it finished higher this time after bobbing up and down Friday morning. The S&P 500 took off and rallied nearly 2% before finishing with a gain of 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 1.1%. The Nasdaq rose 0.9%. News and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies. With tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries, it's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
A man with a knife is shot and killed by police at a St. Louis airport earlier today.
St. Louis County Police spokesperson Vera Clay said that at about 1 a.m., officers at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport noticed a person in an area where he shouldn't have been and refused to leave. Clay said when officers tried to get him to move, he showed them a knife. Officers used tasers, but the man continued to advance towards them. She said an officer then fired his gun, fatally wounding the man. There were no other injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The information needed to decipher a secret message in a sculpture at CIA headquarters has sold at auction for nearly $1 million. RR Auction of Boston announced Friday an archive owned by Artist Jim Sanborn was sold to an anonymous bidder for $963,000. The archive includes documents and coding charts for the sculpture Kryptos, dedicated in 1990. Breaking news at townhall.com. Brazil is cheering President Trump's decision to cut back tariffs on imported coffee. More on this story from Bob Agnew.
On Thursday, the president lifted the 40% tariffs on goods like coffee, fruit, and beef to lower consumer costs. Now Brazil's vice president, who also serves as the country's trade minister, says it marks significant progress. Brazil's Coffee Exporters Council celebrated the move, calling it an historic victory. Brazil remains a key supplier of beef and coffee to the United States. Bob Agnew reporting.
The government has released a new crash test dummy design that advocates believe will make cars safer for women. The Department of Transportation says it will consider using the dummy in the government's five-star safety ratings once a final rule is adopted in the matter. Research has proven that women are 73% more likely than men to be injured in a head-on crash. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hey, here's your host, Dom Giordano, sitting in tonight from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia, noon until 3, and follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. A couple of things. I'll play you the Republican response, their veterans finally, putting in perspective what these Democrat military people have done this week trying to disrupt the military. But special guest coming up at about 15 minutes from now here on America at Night, Ted Jenkin. He's all over the place today because he wrote this piece at Fox News, Five Big Points, Capitalism versus Socialism. Like, lesson one, capitalism expands supply, socialism rations it. Absolutely true. So did the president miss an opportunity today? We were expecting this showdown around this. There was none of that. He mainly centered in on two things, if I had to say, President Trump. One, that Mondami is quite a campaigner, articulate, the whole thing. And two, he and Mondami agree greatly on affordability. I get it. That's what he's after. And it's smart to try to take away some of this You're not paying attention. You're a fat cat billionaire. You don't care about affordability, trying to glom on some of that with Mondami. I just wanted to hear more, even in a playful way, the back and forth on socialism. Because if not, we're basically just saying, this guy who I believe is more of a communist ultimately than anything, a spoiled brat who went to a school of $60,000 a year with parents who paid his way, and now wants to inflict that on New York, defund the police, social workers, the whole thing, jihadists, that's what he is. I don't think he can just do this photo op and allow him to have that. I think there's got to be some challenge there. Well, that would have made Trump look, but why? I mean, that's our guy in this. He represents our way of life. Mondami represents the way of life of socialism at best and communism. That's what it comes down to. And all these people that think he's going to back off because he hasn't made sudden moves here, I think they're wrong. They're bargaining in their mind. Look, people want to stay in New York. Okay, a lot of people, there's a sense of place, excitement, and all that. I say this all the time with Jersey. How did Jersey elect this Mikey Sherrill, who's a disaster, and beat Jack Cettarelli by 13 points? One of the reasons is people complain about the high taxation, the regulation, progressivism, what they do in Jersey, but they don't move. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think enormous numbers of people are going to move from New York City. I think that, yes, there will be people that can't take it. They move to Long Island or wherever, ever, and all that. There will be some of that. But not enough that is going to make it so painfully obvious. Why? Well, deep down, I don't know about Mondami, but these people in Jersey know that people want Jersey. They want to be where they grew up. They want all that. Now, getting outside the boundaries of New York, being close to New York, okay. With Jersey, though, you're either in Jersey or not in Jersey. So if we have this conversation 6 months from now, are enormous numbers of people actually just going to move out of New York? I'd say they don't want to move. Moving's a pain. It's their home. There's all that stuff that goes with New York. It's not for me. Some years I have to go to New York quite a bit. And I hate it. And I'm aggressive and from Philadelphia. But it's too much. It's too expensive. It's too crowded. It's all those. Yeah, it's exciting for 5 minutes. And then it's like, oh, let me out of here. I don't know if that's the way you feel about New York, but I get it why people will not leave. All right, here is now some of the Republicans in Congress who served in the military pushing back on this Democrat attack to sow discord in the military this week. Here's what they said.
We must be loyal to the oath that we swore to stand firmly with America.
I'm Congressman Jim Baird.
I am Joe Wilson.
Representative Nick LaLota.
Congressman Zach Nunn.
Representative John McGuire.
Representative Keith Self.
Congressman Rich McCormick.
Representative Barry Moore.
Representative Rick Crawford.
August Pfluger.
Congressman Andrew Clyde.
Congressman Tom Barrett.
Former Navy.
Former Vietnam Army combat veteran.
Retired Colonel of the South Carolina Army National Guard.
Marine Corps pilot.
Former member of the Alabama National Guard.
Former Army Special Forces Green Beret.
Former U.S. Army soldier.
Air Force veteran,
28-year Navy officer,
United States Army. After my active duty service, I joined the intelligence community.
As a former Navy SEAL veteran, I want to speak directly to the members of the military and our intelligence community.
I want to speak directly to the members of the military and the intelligence community.
I want to speak directly to the members of the military and the intelligence community. Like you, I raised my right hand because I love this country. I believe in something bigger than myself.
That freedom is not free.
My oath was clear. Uphold the Constitution.
That commitment is powerful.
We all understand the importance of the chain of command.
Troops, listen up. Any service member who refuses a lawful order is subject to court-martial for violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
We study what's lawful and what's not lawful, and the Democrats stunt insinuating that they're illegal or unconstitutional orders. It's downright dangerous.
It is corrosive. It is meant to weaken our country and weaken the military.
Do not give in. Stand firm in your duty.
Protect the American populace from an enemy that would do us harm. That's the right thing to do, and that is a lawful order.
Your commitment to this nation is vital.
Stay focused on the mission, defend the Constitution, and remember the oath we took to defend America.
Remember,
The promise we made, so help us God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Troops, thank you for serving. Continue to prepare for the fight.
All right, there you go. There's the rebuttal. I would have emphasized the word stunt there. They said it once. Emphasize that again and again and again. It was a stunt. Has it backfired? We'll see. It was a stunt. Nothing more but a stunt and Trump derangement syndrome. A stunt. I would put that in at the beginning, the middle, and end, and just have the last 10 seconds stunt, 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 stunt. That's all that they're doing. Shameful. Were they really in the military? They think that little of it to do what they've been doing. All right. The big story today, though, is Mondami and President Trump. Only Jack Posobiec is the only one I see that asked a pointed question to him about, are you really going to tax white neighborhoods more in New York? This is what he said repeatedly. He gets a lot of applause for this. And he lied and said no. What's Jack going to do with the president there? With, I mean, are they going to argue over this? Are they going to take out a piece of paper? Of course he's going to lie. He's just going to smile and say no. And then that's exactly what he's trying to do. Should he have been challenged more today? I say yes. The net is he's the one that gains the most out of this. Now, we're going to talk with a guy who is a capitalist and put out a big article just in time today on Fox News, Ted Jenkin. He put up 5 points in a beautiful way contrasting what capitalism does and what socialism does. For example, capitalism expands the supply of things. Socialism, you know what happens, rations it. That's exactly what will happen here. Government-run food store. Imagine. All right, we'll break that down with them. And then coming up, I told you that today, Republicans put up a bill, do you condemn socialism? 98 Democrats would not condemn socialism. Republicans are going to meet this test this week. Chuck Schumer, apparently, is going to put up a resolution. Do you condemn Nikki Fuentes?
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
EIENHearing.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
That is exactly right. Dom Giordano, thrilled to bring you a great guest. He was ready today. Ted Jenkin is the president of Exit Stage Left Advisors. His op-ed at Fox News today was from a capitalist for a democratic socialist, point by point, contrasting socialism in an interesting way with capitalism. I want to sign this guy up right now, though. Upcoming op-ed, Where Did All the Turkeys Go? Christmas Creep is Taking Over America. That's a great title. Let's bring in Ted Jenkin. Ted, we've been following you all day, loving the stuff you're putting out. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, good to be here, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Why is your group called Exit Stage Left Advisors?
Well, the thing I do today is when business owners plan to sell their company and they're ready to exit stage left, you know, we take them to market, those that were capitalists and built their business, and then I help them sell it.
Okay, fair enough. And the new thing you're going to put up on YouTube, when do you think this will be up? Red, White, and Green. YouTube show,
yeah,
focused on teaching people about capitalism and how to build wealth.
We are doing this right here in January. I think it's completely necessary right now. This is going to be financial advice for people who love America. We're going to teach them about capitalism and how to start a company, how to grow it, how to build it, and then one day sell it.
Well, before we get to the 5 points you put out, which were beautifully done, I don't know if you agree with me, with our listeners today, our image of socialism slash communism, the one thing over the years with all of our guests and all, the narrative would be waiting in line every single day for hours and not getting what you want, a bread line or a supermarket line. That's what socialism is.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, in fact, I live in Atlanta, and Atlanta just rolled out its first sort of city-owned, you know, grocery-run store, and I don't like it. I don't think it's a great idea. I mean, in grocery stores today, you have models that are very inexpensive, and you have ones that are very expensive, like Whole Foods out there. I mean, that's capitalism. People shop where they want to shop, and different people put out different models, and the consumer decides.
I didn't know they had that in Atlanta. How long is that, and how's that gone, Ted?
It literally just went live at the end of August, called Azalea.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah, of course people like it in the beginning because, you know, prices are this is a private-public partnership, so it's not
okay.
Exactly government-run, but you know, it's one of those things that it's too early to tell how much it might undercut local grocery stores or other grocery stores in general.
All right, let's start some of your points. Lesson one, capitalism expands supply, socialism rations it. Did you start with that because you think that's really the thing that's most visible early on?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I think it was sort of front and center in the White House today. You know, the number one thing that you're going to hear about in the next 12 months is the word affordability. You're going to hear about housing affordability and about food affordability. And when you try to control price rather than increase supply, that's the socialism way, right? Freeze rents and allow the government to set the rules of who pays for what. But it's not the way that Trump has been or anybody that's a capitalist. We build more housing and we can build more affordable housing. You can do it through incentivizing developers and cutting zoning delays and all kinds of things like that. Tax credits, we've done this for years. But it's not by freezing prices and trying to control prices.
What would you, you're an advisor though, here's the tension with that. I hear what you're saying, you know, it takes a while before that happens. I'm stunned, Ted. I'm on a big talk station in Philadelphia, filling in tonight. I'm quarterbacking our coverage on election night, particularly New Jersey. I'm in Philadelphia. And I start to see at 8:43, only 40 minutes or so into the exit polling and everything else, they're declaring Mikey Sherrill the governor. I thought Chiarelli, the other guy, the Republican, might lose, but by a point, something like that. And her main thing she emphasizes is, I am going to freeze prices, electric prices, things of that nature. How do we counter that aggressively?
It's very difficult, right?
Okay.
When people lose hope, they turn into desperation. And desperate people say, yeah, well, if I can't do this myself, who can I depend on? Let me go to the government. And while that feels like a really good thing short term when Americans hear that, in the end, it's always a bad thing. It's never been proven to work anywhere, but this is what politicians do. It's like offering, for student council, you know, I'm going to offer you a free lunch and unlimited recess and you're not going to have school on Fridays. Of course you're going to elect me, but I'm not going to be able to deliver. And that's exactly what you'll see in New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the woman in Seattle, who I think is to the left, I don't know if you followed her, I think she's to the left of Mondami. At least Mondami is slick and the whole thing. This woman has her mom pay for her child care, and she didn't hold a job until she was in her late 30s.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. She's got the personality of a wet blanket. She's not like Mondani at all, but you know, has that same core belief system, right? The government will take care of you. And she has that same idea of offering lots of free services. Who's going to pay for it? That's always the question. Who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take one more, then we'll take a break and we'll get the rest of it. So, lesson two, capitalism attracts capital. Socialism chases it away. In agreement, but I'm telling you, and I'm not sure if Mondami thinks this way, Ted. I have to deal with Jersey where I am. People love the place they grew up in. There's an attachment. It's not flyover country. It's got pop, New York. Do you think people are going to be chased away from New York? Are we really going to see capital move out of there, et cetera, en masse?
Well, I mean, you've seen some of it already. I mean, even Trump himself resides in Florida. And look at the state of New Jersey, highest property taxes in the country from a percentage basis, right? One of the highest few income state taxes. And over time, when you start thinking about paying 10, 12, 14, maybe in New York City, it'll be 17 or 18% of your income to the government. You have another state that says it's going to be zero. This is just math over time. People may not want to leave New York City, but when you do the math, you have states like Texas and Tennessee and Florida and many others where you can live and keep a lot more of your paycheck. So yeah, I do think that you will see people, maybe not initially here, but over the next 12 months as Mondani tries to implement some of these policies, they'll leave.
Well, I plead insanity to you. It helps me on the air to say I'm not a big mouth guy from the suburbs. I'm a big mouth guy sitting right now in Philadelphia, which is a progressive city par excellence. So I have insane. You're in Atlanta, though, Ted, right?
Yeah, I am.
There you go. All right, Ted, I'm loving this. We're going to continue with the other points you made today in this big article. We're talking with Ted Jenkin, president of Exit Stage Left Advisors. We'll tell you how to find him. And I got to get more on this upcoming article, I guess this week. Where did all the turkeys go? Christmas creep is taking over America. You know, even my wife has this idea. She hates it that Halloween stuff, well, you're barely out of school, and then they're selling back-to-school clothes. Then Halloween is there, and it's still 90 degrees out. Has Christmas creep taken over all this stuff? Is that really true? We'll ask Ted about that, too. Ted Jenkin with me. You're listening to Dom Giordano. Yes, I do plead insanity. I'm still in Philadelphia. But on the air, I like it versus being in the suburbs. It gives me some stake in the game when these issues come up. But it is insane. Are people going to flee New York, really? We'll talk more with Ted about the other 3 points on capitalism versus socialism. You're listening to America at Night, right here on Westwood One.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices. Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America, all in one room.
All right, Dom Giordano sitting in on America Night with a great guest, Ted Jenkin, joining us. Ted, one of the things you wrote in this article people can find at Fox News still is Trump should say, Zoran, the reason Americans have 47 kinds of cereal is because of capitalism. Under socialism, they'd be lucky to get one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can hate Elon Musk or like Elon Musk, and people say, oh, you know, he may be worth $1 trillion one day, but just think about who creates all the jobs. It's all the people that build the businesses mm-hmm. and give Americans choice, and he's building tons of game-changing businesses and creating tens of thousands of jobs. Yes, you should be rewarded for that. What does the government do? Remember when they took over Amtrak? That's why we got we got the worst rail system in the entire world. I mean, our rail system is terrible because when the government takes over things, they don't run it well. This is why capitalism innovates and socialism standardizes.
I wanted to ask you this question. I am a big sports guy, but basketball is my sport. Maybe that's one of the reasons. The NFL just dominates. I believe the NFL is socialism, and some forms of socialism we find acceptable. They take the hard edges off capitalism. You have a draft. You have parity. They're constantly about parity. Ted, I don't know if you followed the Falcons, but the Eagles have innovated with the tush push, something that is 99% unstoppable. They're trying to stop it because the NFL doesn't want one team to dominate or anything. They want parity. They want every team like Atlanta to think they have a shot to make the playoffs and get in there. So do you think Americans want some limited forms of socialism?
No.
Okay. Yeah?
No. I mean, listen, the people that ask for this right now are the people, yeah, like I said, they've lost hope. They have desperation. So what do you do? You depend on somebody else for it. I want to wake up every day in this America and be able to build a business and keep the upside. I want to be able to work the extra hours and keep more of the money. You invent something valuable, look, you should get paid for it. But that's been the American way for 250 years.
What I'm saying, though, Ted, is in complete agreement, there's a line that's crossed where people object. Do you see any things that would, see, I see some of these as socialistic. Would you differ, like Social Security, you know, some of the safety net things? Americans seem to want that, or do you think they don't really?
Well, I think there's a lot of Americans take Social Security that would have loved, you know, back 25 years ago if it became a privatized system. Now, unless they start taxing the people that can actually pay for it, it's going to become a broke system, right? That's the way it's going to work out.
Ted, one of the other things you mentioned, capitalism creates jobs, socialism creates dependency, without a doubt. What do you say, you know what the classic argument is, you know, you're a guy, you may have heard this before, Sanders says it, I'm not sure if Mondami says it, we're not going to do the type of socialism they had, or communism, we're going to do what they do in Denmark, or Sweden, or something. That's the usual dodge, a socialism that will have all the upside with none of the downside.
Right. That's like buying investments in the stock market, right? Sometimes people tell you, hey, we'll give you an investment that you get all the upside in the S&P 500, but you can't lose any money. It's quite remarkable to me because the argument a lot of them will have is those countries are, people are the happiest anywhere. In America, people aren't happy because they can actually go out and make a lot of money. If everyone made the same amount of money, everyone would be just much happier. And I don't really believe that to be true. I think people have always come to this country, and still in droves, they want to come to this country for the opportunity to be the best that they can be. In those countries, you simply can't.
Yeah, it develops a mindset that's marshmallowy there. Yeah, exactly right. Now, I wanted to talk with you about the upcoming article, because I may have to delve into this last hour of the show tonight. My wife, even, who usually doesn't get fired up, is very peaceful, calm, puts up with me. Gets enraged, though, when we see Halloween creep in August. Back-to-school clothing, a week after you're out of school. You have an upcoming article on Fox, it tells me here. Yeah. Where did all the turkeys go? Christmas creep is taking over America. When does this drop, and what are you saying in it, Ted?
This drops on Sunday, and listen, I am so fed up about this that the moment you finish your pumpkin latte, immediately the peppermint lattes come out. It's almost like Halloween ends, the Christmas lights comes out. Thanksgiving is the one holiday that is, it's not political. It's agnostic. We give thanks. We watch football. We eat turkey, and yet the retailers, they got to say, oh, get out of your chair and start shopping online today on Thursday. They can't even wait to Friday anymore. It's almost, Tom, it's almost sacrilegious. It's almost sacrilegious. We need Thanksgiving back. It's an important holiday in people's lives.
It's the best holiday to me, to your point, because it's nothing then about getting together, great food, family, and football. How can you go wrong? There's no ulterior motive or anything else that's out there, Ted. Do you write often? Have you written for Fox before?
I write to them almost every week now. I put out an article almost every week on all kinds of stuff. But most of my articles I put out about capitalism are things I see in America that I think Americans need to know, because we got a great country and you can make the most of it every single day. People just need to see it. So I write on it at least about once a week now.
Where do people find Exit Stage Left Advisors? Your website, or where do they go, or follow you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Where do we go, Ted?
You can follow me on Instagram at the real Ted Jenkins, or you can go to ESLAdvisors.com. That's an easy place to get me. Hit me up anytime. I'm always interested in talking about these topics.
I'm going to be doing that for a podcast I do on schools and school choice and kids. I'm a former teacher, Ted, so I'll be with you in the near future. I'll try to respect the creep of Christmas, though, spoiling your Thanksgiving. I don't want to get you in the middle of turkey or anything. Really enjoyed it tonight. It's a great piece. This is still up at Fox, I think. The headline is, I don't have the headline here. Ted, what's the headline? I didn't see it in front of me. I have the 5 points, but...
Mine was the 5 ideas Trump would give Mondami at the White House today. And, you know, he gave him some of them, but not all of them.
Absolutely. Ted, have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk. And are you a Falcons fan? I'll say go whatever the Falcons are.
I actually grew up in New Jersey, so I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, well, my chaplain is, it's a little bit late, but my chaplain will be praying for you, Ted. They have to be better.
He can pray for me.
Yeah, exactly. Ted, thank you. Thanks for coming on tonight very much.
All right. You got it.
All right, there is Ted Jenkins, president of Exit Stage Left Advisors. Great stuff from him. I didn't hear much of that with the president today on capitalism. All right, let me throw something out there. And I bet a lot of people have heard this name, but you don't recognize exactly. And I'm not going to, you know, I'll just give you the Cliff Notes version, if there's such a thing as Cliff Notes still. The Democrats today should be embarrassed, and slightly, with Mondami. The Republicans put up a resolution to kind of soften the battlefield for President Trump today, saying, do you condemn socialism? 98 Democrats would not sign that resolution. 98, the vast majority of them would not. So Schumer in the Senate is going to, this coming week apparently, push a resolution condemning white supremacist, and he is a nutbag, Nikki Fuentes. Now, this is a guy most recently in the news where Tucker Carlson said, why would I not interview this guy? Well, Tucker, the reason you wouldn't interview him is he doesn't have a vast audience. He's overselling that. And the stuff that he has said about Jews, the Holocaust, women, etc., are clearly way out of bounds and are, one of a better term, hateful. So what should Republicans do? Now, even at the Heritage Foundation of all places, one of their board members who I've had on over the years, Robert George, that I really like, a man of principle, conservative, he quit the Heritage Foundation because the head of the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative mainstream think tank, Project 25, etc., supported Tucker Carlson giving this huge national platform to this Nick Fuentes guy who once had dinner with the president. Megyn Kelly jumps into the ring, apparently supported. He is viciously anti-Semitic. Holocaust didn't happen. I'm not even going to say some of the things he said about the number of Jews that were killed and how he arrives at that. So what should Republicans do with this? They're trying to drive a wedge into this, and I think it's clear they ought to condemn this guy. But some of them are afraid that Fuentes and his followers and the support, the big megaphone of Tucker Carlson, is something they don't want to have to deal with. They could be threatening, they could come after you, etc. They're called gropers that are associated with this guy. Bill O'Reilly is a friend. Bill Maher, who I've had on many times, on their show last week, they both said, no, they wouldn't have given a platform to this guy. What should Republicans do? Here's how you get on board, 833-482-5337. Your calls are next, and give me your reaction. Great stuff from Ted Jenkins. A real fine. Thanks to the guys who got him on today. 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I always... I always buy my emergency food from my Patriot Supply. Fair prices, fast shipping, quality food.
We love buying from My Patriot Supply. The products are fantastic and service is excellent.
My Patriot Supply is America's most trusted emergency food company, and right now they have a special offer for listeners of this station. It's called the Black Friday Survival Special, and it comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, even a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. And it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
And an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Absolutely, do that right now. You want to get in, Dom G or Dano. Great stuff. We just heard from Ted Jenkins. Love to get your response to that. I didn't see a lot of it with the President Mondami today. But okay. And Nikki Fuentes now takes center stage. I mean, this guy seems to have a fairly limited audience, but people are afraid of it. Chuck Schumer sensing that. The president has not condemned him, so they're going to try to force this vote, just like Republicans skillfully did with Democrats and socialism today. Have you heard of this guy and the stuff that he's involved in? And he is part of this group that just is so despondent that America has failed them. They essentially want to burn it down. And they see Trump as the agent to do that rather than, as I see Trump, which is the remedy to get rid of this despondency. Let's go to Jerome, Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA. Jerome, welcome to America at Night. I was in Charleston on vacation. Great town, and particularly the tourism area was wonderful.
Yeah, the food's pretty good, too. I got to watch my waistline, though. I don't eat as much as I used to.
Okay,
hey,
that's good.
Just remember, Dom, demagogues going demagogues, Republicans, and haters gonna hate. Keep drinking the haterade, Republicans. Hey, well, what they need? More racists. They don't have enough of them. this Fuentes guy, let's bring on another one. Oh, yeah. Oh, bring on more. Hey, by the way, I saw Trump's little capitulation act today with Mom Donnie. Oh, that was great. He calls the guy a communist, socialist, calls him everything in the book. And, man, he's smiling at the guy and patting him on the shoulder. Oh, yeah, you can call me a fascist. Well, hey, if the fascist shoe fits, wear it, Donald.
All right. Well, thank you, Jerome. You have a nice weekend. I wasn't a fan of the food there, I'm just saying. It wasn't, you know, it was mediocre. All righty, 833-482-5337. You heard the arguments from Ted Jenkin. I didn't hear a lot of that today. And Nikki Fuentes now. Will Republicans really say, I'm not going to condemn him? You got to be kidding me. When you look at the roll call of stuff he's done, an influencer, how he's gotten to where he is, they certainly should. You know, Democrats got it done to them today. They're going to do it to Republicans next week. These resolutions, but not able to condemn socialism. Wow. 98 of them would not do it. Matt in Midway, Tennessee. 833-482-5337. That will get you to me. And I can hardly wait next week. He said it drops on Sunday to talk about. I may do that, too, like right now a little bit from Ted. It really does disturb people. I mean, I have people call me all the time about this, about the idea of this creep of one holiday into the other, the rush to get it out there. The one that bothers me the most is kids are hardly out of school and we're having the back-to-school sale stuff start. But for others, is it Thanksgiving that is just swept away? And even many stations starting the Christmas music. I mean, okay, maybe Monday of this coming week or even this weekend you start it, but now in Philadelphia and other places, you see it started, all Christmas music, like what? Right after the election. It's that long of a period of time. Why are they doing it? Because even though people complain about it, just like the overkill of constantly hearing the weather on TV and snow and all that stuff, but the research seems to indicate it moves people. They actually do want it, even though they complain about it. So his article about what happened to Thanksgiving, I think, is apropos. Phone lines, 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This statement is not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com, or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get the green port today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. 800-555-1509.
Dom, D-O-M, Giordano, Dom Giordano from Philadelphia, sitting in on America at Night. I'm looking now, we led off tonight, America at Night, with the news that Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress effective January 5th, 2026. So it's imminent. President Trump, in getting that news, said that this is great news for the country. One of his biggest allies ever, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is leaving Congress. She posted on Twitter, I have too much self-respect and dignity, love my family way too much, and do not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president we all fought for, only to fight and win my election while Republicans will likely lose the midterms. Does she head to The View? Where does Marjorie Taylor Greene go? That will be interesting. Look, the left is trying to use her, without a doubt. And I think she is the backstory from what we can tell. She wanted to run for the Senate in Georgia against a guy who I think Republicans can beat, Ossoff. But President Trump sent her a private poll that had her losing by 20 points. And that seemed to be when a lot of this started. Now, in truth, she has been correct in pushing consistently for on the Epstein files, without a doubt. And she's right about that. She also has been one of the biggest attackers of the H-1B visas. I commend that. I don't think you can attack that enough. It is a scourge. President Trump has been wrong on that. We do have the talent. We went through that the other night. It's ridiculous. We don't need all those people. She's absolutely right. But the attacks have played into now. She's been on The View, things like that. The left uses this. The way to get a lot of attention is to be a Trump ally, then to turn on Trump. We've seen this play out again and again and again. So kind of surprising, though, on a Friday night just announcing this and suddenly out of Congress, somebody who is one of the more visible members of Congress and someone who was one of the biggest allies of President Trump. So we'll see where she lands next. The View's pretty crowded, but I don't know. I don't think they could take her on The View. She might push back on Trump, but she's still a conservative at heart. I don't think they'd go for that. They have that fraudulent woman on there now who was an ally or worked for President Trump and now moves to the top of the line by attacking him. That's what they really want. I don't see Marjorie Taylor Greene as being someone they could control that easily and going down that path. Boy, I loved hearing from Ted Jenkins tonight, though, encapsulating communism, socialism. Next week, when his article drops on this creep of Thanksgiving being taken away even by Christmas, we'll talk about it. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, Dom Giordano. Follow at Dom Show, Dom Show 1210. And again, missed opportunity with Mondami today. I think more should have been done. Dom Giordano and America at Night on Westwood One.
Hello,
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A stunning story from Capitol Hill tonight as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says she's resigning from Congress. In a more than 10-minute video posted online, she explained her decision and said, quote, she's always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in, unquote. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months as the Congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. The U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine that calls for major concessions from Kyiv. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the other points from the latest proposal.
Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. Ben Thomas, Washington.
European diplomats insist they and Ukraine must be consulted, and a Ukrainian representative to the UN says her country will cede no land to Russia as a condition of peace. A St. Louis County police officer shot and killed a man wielding a knife at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport Friday. The St. Louis County Police Department reporting the shooting happened at around 1 a.m. at Terminal 1 in an area that isn't behind a security checkpoint. Gunmen have attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 schoolchildren and 12 teachers there. The security forces have been deployed to the area. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
There's some controversy in Texas schools.
A new law in the Lone Star State says every public classroom must display a poster listing the Ten Commandments. Some teachers and parents worry the law forces Christianity on students and believe it breaches the U.S. Constitution. But all across the state, supporters are donating posters to schools and applauding the conservative push. So far this school year, posters have gone up in most classrooms, but not all. The mandate faces legal challenges likely to reach the Supreme Court. Jason Walker reporting.
NCAA athletes and athletic department staff will not be allowed to bet on professional sports. The organization's membership voted Friday to rescind a rule that would change and have permitted those bets. The new rule would have taken effect November 1st, but each Division I school was given 30 days to vote to rescind it. Breaking news at townhall.com. There's good news for Walmart.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The FAA says only 776 of the nearly 20,000 air traffic controllers and technicians who had to work without pay during the government shutdown will receive bonuses. The announcement Thursday means thousands without perfect attendance during the shutdown won't receive the $10,000 bonuses that the president suggested. Many controllers called out of work and dealt with the financial pressure out of not getting a paycheck at that time. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hey, what a week sitting in. Dom Giordano and America at Night. Wow. As we end it, we're on the cusp of an anniversary that used to get more coverage, but I want to use it to talk about something. I'm a big fan of Gerald Posner. He wrote the definitive book, I believe, on JFK and what happened in Dallas, and he believes, as I do. I've been there. If you ever have a chance, Dealey Plaza, the museum there. I didn't check today to see if it's still there, but the last time I looked, it's unbelievable. You can stand, and they have plexiglass right there on the seventh floor. Book depository was turned into this, where Lee Harvey Oswald, I believe, shot the President of the United States. Now, you may differ on that. You may love the conspiracies, but the anniversary, of course, starts in just minutes, really. And I maintain this is the event. And a posner I had on the other day, he thinks there could be 2,000 books that have been written about this. O'Reilly has a great one on it, Killing Kennedy. This started the conspiracy mongering and then married with social media to levels that are unbelievable. I mean, just it is our daily life here. There's nothing like it. So give me an opportunity, 833-482-5337. We've seen now Trump release the MLK material, the RFK Jr., RFK assassination, and Kennedy. And nothing really changed after we've got those documents that have been long held in secret. The Epstein thing, we're going to get hopefully sometime before Christmas. Are they going to do it during the Christmas break? We'll see. But conspiracy is just ever-present, constantly. The point I make as an anti-conspiracy guy, how hard it is to do a conspiracy and keep it going. So is there a conspiracy that you're tired of? You're tired of hearing people all the time bring it up as if it's a statement of fact that this happened and people conspired to do it. You know, we've gone through some fatigue on Epstein, too. I can't for the life of me figure out why President Trump, I've had on national people, they don't know either, would have resisted releasing the Epstein files. We're still afraid that a great part of it is going to be redacted. That's going to be a mistake if they overdo that, and I'm going to be one of the first to say that. Trump is not implicated in this by all the accounts, all the stuff we've seen. You've had people say, no, he wasn't involved in this. Now, the relationship is bad enough with Epstein and all that went into it, but that can't be the motivation. Is there something there where it's just, look, some people are going to be hurt that didn't do anything because their name is going to be mentioned in an email? I still think we have to see them. So what is the conspiracy out there? I mean, just think of where we've gone. The number of people who don't believe we landed on the moon. Just the most ludicrous, I don't know if that's the most ludicrous of all. Sports conspiracies. All over the place. Constantly. And why? Because with social media, etc., it drives clicks. It gets people upset, and they want more information. They want to be the ones to figure it out. So if you have one of those, and again, I recommend that museum, though. I think they've captured it beautifully there. If you go on Dealey Plaza, there are a whole array of people hawking all kinds of conspiracies. It's amazing. Phone lines, 833-482-5337. One more bit of sound to play you, though. We've been talking all week, and rightfully so, and it continues. It's gotten worse. Now, those six Democrats, because of what Trump said about sedition and execution, have reported him to the police where they are. Here is Chrissy Houlihan, one of the worst, the woman from the Air Force who's in my area in the suburbs of Philadelphia. She's on with Aaron Burnett. Listen to what she says about unlawful orders. She's also said today in various places, well, Trump has already had 200 judges knock down stuff that he ordered, so that's why we alerted people in the military. Those are not orders, Chrissy Houlihan. They're executive decisions, and then the courts decide whether they're constitutional, legal, or whatever. That's the normal business of the country. Here's a little bit with Houlihan on CNN, Cut 5.
Uniform Code of Military Justice, which, as you were saying, all members of the military should be familiar with, right? It explicitly states, Congresswoman, that members of the military must follow only lawful orders, right? So that's in their existing code of honor and conduct. So I'm curious as to why you and others, I see Senator Kelly there, why you chose to put this video out now if that's already in the military code, or if there is something specific that you have seen happen that made you think you needed to do this.
And this seems to be everybody's, question of the moment. This wasn't, in response to any one event, but rather sort of a piling up of events and occurrences. Over the last 10 or so months, we've seen hundreds of examples of President Trump's orders being questioned by the courts, and hundreds of examples of those being ruled, sometimes by Trump's judges themselves, that they are unlawful. And so there wasn't any one thing in the past that we were talking about. We were largely aiming ourselves at the future to remind people in uniform of their obligation and responsibility to the Constitution and not to the president.
Is there any challenge in you, Aaron Burnett and the others here? Are you kidding me? These are not orders. This is what the executive does. We go back, President Obama, Joe Biden. They had things knocked down. A judge here and there, some they were appointed by a different president. Those are not orders. They're executive policies or decisions that are made, and the courts say yay or nay on them. That's the usual business. And she gets away with calling them direct orders. That's why they had to tell the military of this. It is endless. This is not going to end easily for them. This continues. I played you tonight the Republican veterans' response to it, calling it a stunt. That's exactly what it was. All right, phone lines are 833-482-5337. You can get on board and hit me with your response to this. And particularly JFK, it's an anniversary, even though now it seems a million years ago that we remember this. It is a day that will live forever, and I think it gave rise to a lot of the conspiracies that we see. 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Why choose the Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy a personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
My name.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Wait, during that break, I just saw that Mikey Sherrill, this woman who it's hard to believe won the governorship of New Jersey by the margin that she did, told the world she's considering stopping New Jersey from sending federal tax money in as a way to push back against the administration. She's the helicopter pilot, too, who has been cheering on the six that are trying to cause disruption in the military. They have it in their head. On all fronts, after all that no king stuff. So Jersey doesn't want to send in its federal taxes now, potentially. Okay, you're asking for it. How much money can we take away? Where I am in Pennsylvania, President Trump is talking about $75 million in road money that'll be taken from Pennsylvania, rightfully so, because there are at least 12 CDL licensees who are here illegally that Pennsylvania's put out, and they won't rescind it, they won't stop it. Continue to take away the money. They want to do this nonsense, counter it. But can you imagine, she's not even in office yet, and this is what she's floating. How about if we don't pay our federal taxes? How about if I keep that money in Trenton, and we not send it to Washington? All right, let's go to Robert, Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA. Hi, Robert.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to say that, you know, with regards to socialism, communism, and free market economy, I've seen successful societies in all three. Now, most of them are a combination of the three, including our own. I remember back about 50 years ago in Israel, the kibbutz was great in coming. I mean, there were people who were ready, willing, and able, who were very successful people, who became successful people on the kibbutz and shared their money with the rest of everybody else. There were some people who couldn't make money to save their lives, and there were some people who made a ton of money in those kibbutzes, and they shared equally. And the same thing happened in northern Italy. There are a lot of little villages there that operate under a communistic system. They're related to each other, and they have similar thoughts, similar ideas. They love each other, and communism has seemed to work there for a long time.
I've been there, Robert, recently with listeners. I wouldn't say there's a lot of poverty there. It doesn't seem to be flourishing in Israel. And the kibbutz, again, I take you at your word, but that's a relatively small system across the board. Communism, ultimately, is not going to work on any kind of larger scale because it goes against human nature.
Well, that depends on the society and on the people and their relationship to each other. You've heard of communal societies, and in a lot of cases they worked pretty well. Sometimes, most of the time, it's the leadership that would cause the problems because you have corruption that can easily creep into those kinds of societies.
Robert, I would say, I think you're being a little kind here. I don't think Israel is communistic, though, across the board. They do have the kibbutz, but it's a thriving, I've been there, capitalist economy that works. Doesn't it go against human nature on a larger scale? To your point, you say these people know each other, they love each other, they're connected. Okay, but by and large, people don't want to give up their ability to achieve.
They would do it for the common good. A lot of people would. A lot of people would give their own organs just because other people need them, even though they're not even related to them. They'll do that. Even anonymously, some people do that. Some people do that. And if people are cut out for that kind of a thing and they love each other, like family members, I mean, parents give their children everything. They don't, without a second thought, they would die.
That is not communism, though. That is parental. That's much different. Thank you, Robert, very much. Nice try on it. I appreciate that you're, there's some small examples. I'm just back from Italy and Sicily, and that's not what I saw. By the way, a little update. Where I am, the Philadelphia Inquirer was exercised today. They ran this big piece saying that Reuters did a study that about 600 people in the wake of the killing of Charlie Kirk lost their jobs or were suspended or were dock pay or whatever because of the outrageous things they said, like celebrating his death when he was shot. And they think there's something wrong with this. And it's not governmental. A lot of these were teachers, universities, and the like. And they didn't want to take the hit in public opinion because people were outraged by it. You remember that. I think it's more than 600. I think it's a lot more than 600. But that's the number that Reuters settled on. And the Inquirer thinks, well, can't people... It's not a freedom of speech issue. We've been through this many times. You know what it is. It's a fact that people can make a decision then not to do business and in any way, shape, or form to condemn the institution that allows this to go on. Wishing for the death, celebrating that, some of the statements that were made, particularly with the widow, et cetera, is just out of bounds. That's what the bottom line is. 833-482-5337. You can get on board. You heard Chrissy Houlihan with Aaron Burnett. The dumbest comment, and Burnett sits there. Those 200 cases, if there are, some of these are judges that just hate Trump. Some of them, most of them, are just the normal course of business. The executive makes a decision and says, this is our policy, this is what we're going to do. Even if it's an executive order. Just look at what Biden did. Just look at the military part of this. Where were these people when Biden said you're going to be kicked out of the military or worse if you don't get the COVID shot? No eruption, no sense of, whoa, wait a minute. The military should be able to refuse to do that. What about their autonomy? We heard none of that. Why are we hearing it now? It's a stunt, and it's starting to backfire. And they're going to continue it, though, because they are being egged on by left-wing things to say, now the military is going to be our resource. Why is the recruitment for the military up almost astronomically if Trump is viewed in such a negative light by military members? Let me go to Frank in Cumberland, Maryland, WCBC, where I broadcast from many times years ago. Hey, Frank, welcome to America at Night.
Earlier this week, I heard a news report just once that Michael Bloomberg, the ex-mayor of New York City, has contributed $1 billion, that's B with a billion, to his alma mater, John Hopkins University, so that outstanding students could go there with tuition free. And yet, I haven't heard anything else about it in all the news outlets. Is it true? And if it is true, why haven't we heard more about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he has billions. I didn't know he went to Johns Hopkins. But Frank will Google at least. Thank you. Thanks for the tip. Nobody would be covering up. It's beautiful if that's what he wants to do. $1 billion, though. Yeah, he's right, though. You think that would have made a splash. I can't, in a busy news week, remember seeing anything like that. All right, tomorrow we commemorate, what is it now, 37? Is it 3725? Is it the 62nd anniversary? It's hard to believe, of the assassination of President Kennedy, the Walter Cronkite moment, the swearing-in moment, the John moment, saluting his dad, and on that it went. But it also gave rise to the conspiracy mongering par excellence. Scott in Hartford, Connecticut, WDRC. Hey, Scott.
Great job filling in for Rich.
Well, thank you, Scott.
And listening to you for a little while, I just wanted to add a little bit of color to the conversation you just had with Robert.
Yeah.
And his point about, you know, the combo of socialism, communism. I think he neglected to sort of push back on the fact that socialism, the primary tenet is the government owns the means of production.
Well, I see what you're saying. So you were, yeah, well, I get your point. The kibbutz is, that's different there. I don't think the government involvement is it. You're right. Fascism also, the means of production. That's the line that gets crossed. And again, I was trying to talk to him, Scott, on a small scale where people are involved and communal with each other. Of course, anything could work. But you're right. Maybe we wouldn't call that socialism.
Yeah. Well, because that's a charitable community.
Yeah.
Because in reality, yeah. In socialism, those benevolent people that give to the poor don't exist. That becomes the government.
Well put. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the update or amplifying it or correction. Yeah, I accept that. You're right. That might be a better critique. And these towns in Italy, I wouldn't call it poverty where we were in Calabria and all, but they're not doing overwhelmingly well. And their health system leaves a lot to be desired. We had one person on the trip had maybe a sprained ankle. They had him in a wheelchair, x-ray in the hospital in the wheelchair, had no place to put your feet at the bottom. It was from the 1930s. So they were talking about the wonders of medicine in Italy. People are not going to Italy for surgery that really matters. They're coming here. My name is Dom Giordano. You're listening to America at Night, and that's on Westwood One.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
785-9132.
This is America. This is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
All right, it's Dom Giordano sitting in on America at Night, and you have access to Get On Board Coast to Coast 833-482-5337. Again, what a week, and the thing that stands out, could we have predicted at the beginning of the week Trump would be saying bye-bye, don't let the door hit you, to Marjorie Taylor Greene, while shaking hands with Mondani and talking about how they got along so swimmingly in the White House today? Can't write this stuff. America's in a different place as far as the excitement, as far as the constant motion in all this. And out of nowhere, the thing that grabs attention with all that going on are these six Democrats, intelligence community, military, pulling a stunt that can have deadly consequence. It's stunning. They've been hit around quite a bit, but the media is still protecting them, allowing them not to be specific, to say crazy stuff, like the president has already had 200 illegal orders rejected by the courts. What? How are these orders? How is that the area of rejection that's happened? No, it has nothing to do with that, and they'll continue to flounder, and the Republicans have, I played it for you, I had a pushback of their veterans doing exactly that, calling it a stunt. The thing to look at, though, as we head toward next week, even during Thanksgiving week, I think it would be early on in the week, Schumer putting up a resolution now in the Senate. Will the Senate vote to condemn Nick Fuentes? Today in the House, the Democrats had to condemn, and 98 of them would not, socialism. And you heard a guy call in, and I think that's a good point, that socialism, the government involvement, the means of production, in New York with Mondami, the bus companies, the supermarkets, can you imagine the government running any of these things in any way, shape, or form? What will happen? That's a critical element. It's not just people sharing communally under their free will. It becomes the mechanism. It becomes the infrastructure is the government. That is a big play. And the biggest way, that's why I was hoping today that the president would go toe-to-toe with Mondami more on this whole issue. That was the moment. I'm not talking tactically. I'm talking a broad issue. The thing that has to be done in schools, and I've had Ryan Walters on, who headed up schools in Oklahoma during this stint, sitting in on America Tonight, is that we have to reinforce the idea there's nothing new. As slick as Mondani is, he's not saying anything new at the macro level. This is what socialism is. This is what they do. Any number of people in New York think they're on to something brand new. This happens every 8 to 10 years where, over time, they forget we've done this before. It's always going to be different. There's always a spin placed on it. Oh, but this is different. It's not. To greater or lesser degrees, it fails. We're going to be having Thanksgiving less than a week away. How did it work out for the pilgrims when it was communal, when it was socialistic, versus when they were on their own, although taking care of the entire community? Much better, right? That's the major lesson of the pilgrims more than anything else. I don't think that's being talked about in schools. Schools are not looking for the opportunities, and they don't have to talk up capital, pure, unbridled capitalism. They just cannot allow people to believe that socialism is this brand new idea that has no downside and is going to result in misery for people. And I believe Mondani is not a socialist. I think he's a communist, ultimately. Maybe not in the way that you're ever going to see him, like Chairman Mao or Putin or something of that nature. But that's where his instinct is. He's really a Nepo baby. The parents have had oodles of money. He's gone to schools that were $60,000 a year. And yet he wants to attack parents who want their kids in gifted and talented programs in the New York public schools. That's going on as we speak. So watch for this week. And this Fuentes guy is not worth the battle to be in any way, shape, or form supporting him. Watch for this to play out. Hey, I wrote it down on my sheet tonight for the last hour or two. One TV tip, if you're looking for something good this weekend, I kind of stumbled on it on Netflix, Lightning. It's the story of James Garfield, who could have been a really consequential president, one of the four that was assassinated. And the guy who did it wanted to be a great man, Guiteau. He was such a goof, he was kicked out of the free love farm where women were supposed to have sex with you at will. They wouldn't do it with him. They did it with others. And ultimately, he turned his attention to killing Garfield, and he succeeded. It took him a while. He was hit, and he died as the complication Cephas from the wound that he got. But remarkably done. It's beautifully done. I think you'll recognize some of the actors. And it really gets into that era, the spoils system, etc., and some of the main players. But the acting and the writing are tremendous. It's now on Netflix. That's what I watched last weekend, so I'm looking for something else. You can always hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210 if you have anything else in mind. But as we turn toward next week, even though we have to break for Thanksgiving a bit, there will be this contention still going forward with these military Democrats and also with Schumer coming up with this is a way to make his bones again. We're going to have this debate over Nick Fuentes. We ought to be shocked that Marjorie Taylor Greene resigns in such dramatic fashion, the all-time ally, I would put her in the top three with President Trump, is now going to be out of Congress on January 5th, and Trump has said America is better off at this point. I thought she would come back. I thought they'd be allies again. Now I'm not seeing it. And I think she could even run for president in 2028. I don't know what she'll do in 26. If The View wants her occasionally, she'll be on there. I only interviewed her once on the book that she wrote, and I was ready for craziness, and she wasn't. And during this period of time, I still think she has Trump's best interest at heart, even though they're feuding. She was right about Epstein. She's right about the HB1 visas are just a fraudulent enterprise to undercut American workers. I can't answer why President Trump doesn't see that. It should play right into his America First agenda, but apparently he keeps on going around saying that we don't have enough talent, things of that nature that we talked about. All right, love to get you on board, 833-482-5337. One thing that President Trump did do, and Rich, this will be cut three, here is a little bit of Putin and Zelensky's reaction to something that could be huge news coming this week, where Trump put out 28 points on Ukraine. He's tired of all this back and forth, nothing happening. And he said, we're not going to continue to fund you come Thanksgiving if this isn't settled. Well, how's that going to move Putin off his spot if that's what the threat is? I don't know what the threat is toward Russia from the president. Here's how it sounds at cut three.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that he is facing a difficult choice. As President Trump puts pressure on the Ukrainian president to give up some territory and limit the size of their military as part of a 28-point peace plan with Russia. Senior foreign policy correspondent Jillian Turner reports from the State Department. Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Martha. So Trump officials has slapped this Thanksgiving Day deadline on Ukrainian President Zelensky to sign the peace deal with Russia. Interestingly, Vladimir Putin just weighed in with his response to this news. He says he doesn't think it's happening. Take a listen.
I believe it can be used as the basis of a final peaceful settlement, but it has not been discussed with us in detail. The U.S. administration has so far failed to secure Ukraine's consent. Ukraine is against it.
President Trump today said it is a race against the clock for Ukraine. He said they can either concede territory now or they can concede it later once even more Ukrainians have perished.
They will lose in a short period of time.
The old Donbass?
They're losing land. They're losing land. So they just... We're in it for one thing. We want the killing. You know they lost 25,000 people last month between the two countries, 25,000 people. It's out of control. It's a bloodbath.
Zelensky is speaking out, too. He says President Trump has really put his country in a very difficult spot now. Listen.
We will not make any loud statements. We will work calmly
with America and all our partners. We will definitely not give the enemy any reason to say that Ukraine does not want peace, that it is disrupting the process, and that Ukraine is not ready for diplomacy. That will not happen.
So one point folks can be hopeful about, Martha, is I just spoke to a senior administration official who told me that included in this 28-point plan that they have presented to Ukraine is a NATO-style security agreement for Ukraine. That is a big sweetener for Zelensky, something that could, you know, push this thing over the finish line, maybe.
All right, watch for this now as we head toward Thanksgiving. Difficult situation there for Zelensky. President Trump trying to bring it to a head, a NATO-style, not NATO, but NATO-style security thing is something Zelensky will really try to button up. Do I think it'll happen before Thanksgiving? No. I think Putin will continue to slow walk this until he sees no more advantage. Okay, 833-482-5337. That's how you get in on America at Night.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply...
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Time to hear Dana rounding out the week with you. It's been a great one here. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Steve.
Good. So I wanted to just that you made a statement a little while ago that she is against H-1Bs.
Yes, HB-1 visa.
HTB.
Yes.
But I saw her in a video that was highlighted on Louder with Crowder. And she's flip-flop. So before, now just so you know, she owns a construction company that's worth $30 million, right?
Right.
So she's going back to her company. But before, she was on a video, and he showed it on his podcast. Her saying that she's like, no, totally for H-1Bs. And
well,
since
I've been following what she's been saying, it seems like a pretty long period of time that she's been a force pushing back against this.
Trump did something that's going to require, and you can look it up, I just looked it up, it takes effect soon, like in the next couple months. Trump had an executive order where every new H-1B visa applicant has to pay $100,000 one-time fee to the federal government. That's going to pretty much stop all of it. Because
I hear what you're saying, your point. Yet we went through, again, last night, Steve, he started talking about companies investing in America, how America doesn't have talent, do what you want, bring your people in. I'm really tired of that.
Me too, but hey, if it's worth $100,000 as a fee for each and every one of them, I'm for that. Okay, great. Then you show me that it's not about saving money and you just need the talent.
Okay, we'll see if that actually goes in the manner you're talking about. I think it's going to be negotiated down. That would curtail it a bit, a good bit. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
All right,
good point.
You.
Thank you. Have a nice night. Art in Chicago, Illinois, WLS. Hello, Art.
Hi, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call, and you're doing a good job.
Thank you, Art, very much.
Thank you. And, I think those, if Republicans and conservatives don't speak against anti-Semites, against Jew haters and Israel haters, then it's going to bring down the Republican Party. And maybe that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene is in trouble, because she accused Israel of genocide, which is blatant lie, and it's really, I don't know if she hates Jews or she's just ignorant or both.
Well, you know what? That is one of her biggest downsides. Without a doubt, she's been in that camp, and particularly Tucker Carlson, that whole gang. You're exactly right. That's why it's going to be interesting, Art, to see the vote next week on Fuentes. I don't know why any Republican would feel uncomfortable saying that Nick Fuentes is out of bounds.
Yeah, it should be easy call. It's not a heavy lift. I don't know why we're having trouble.
No, not at all. Thank you, Art, very much. Let's go to Al in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL. Hello, Al.
Hello, Dom. How you been?
Very good, Al. Good to hear from you.
Great. It's good to hear you all the time, Dom, especially in Philly during the daytime.
Well, thank
you. But I did want to follow up on a comment you made earlier about Social Security being like socialism, which I'm sure you realize it's taken out of all of our paychecks.
Right.
And with an employer match as well, so it's hardly socialism.
Well, we don't get to just take that money and invest it if we want in something. Al, I said it's not fully socialistic, but it ages towards that. Is the NFL a socialist enterprise?
Given all the money they're making, I would think not.
Well, yes, but look at what their business model is. And I would cite the Philadelphia Eagles as an example. The reason they want to ban the tush push, they want parity. Other teams can't stop it.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, the only protected sport congressionally is baseball.
Right, right. Well, that's another angle of it. Well, how about drafting someone? Does that offends me that you can draft someone And you can't really go anywhere else. It's the NFL, or that's it. They control it.
They control most of it in this country, but then there have been players that have gone overseas as well.
To play football?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I know they have a league, but, you know, the Canadian League or the Overseas League, Al, I don't think is, you know, on any kind of par. But thank you, Al. It's like the minor leagues. Thank you very much for it. So maybe people believe that it's not. It's the all-American sport. They do make a lot of money. My point is they're all in it together. Technically, it's about winning, but they want parity. That's why if you come in last place, what happens? You don't get kicked out like in soccer. What do you get? The number one draft pick. All right, final roundup coming up. 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
These segments and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
What's up? It's Rich Valdez. Can you believe it's November already? The air is cooler. Thanksgiving's around the corner and enjoying a lot of heavy foods, which means your liver's working overtime. Are you feeling bloated, tired, or just a little off? Those could be signs your liver is overloaded. That's why I'm thankful for Active Liver from New Nordic. It helps keep my liver in tip-top shape. Your liver helps protect you from toxins. It's just as vital as your brain and heart. So when's the last time you showed it some love? Active Liver is packed with natural ingredients shown in some studies to support the liver. Milk thistle, globe artichoke extract, turmeric, and more. And the gummies taste amazing. Go ahead, enjoy all the celebrations and the drinks this season with the peace of mind thanks to New Nordic's Active Liver. Active Liver is available online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, iHerb.com, or in stores at CVS, Meijer Grocery, and ShopRite.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAFE25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAFE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAFE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SAFE25.
Dom Giordano sitting in on America at Night. And, again, great calls all night long. If you missed it, really love talking with Ted Jenkin tonight, the guy who runs his business group that Fox featured today. And I wish his 5 points on socialism, we would have seen more back and forth with Mondami. He's got a new one coming out on Sunday about the killing of Thanksgiving by Christmas, just butting Thanksgiving aside, which I think is the purest and the best of our holidays. Think about it. There's no ulterior presents or any big national thing like July 4th. What is it about? Family, friends, great food, football, those kinds of things. And it is such a delight to have the opportunities. First time I think I've ever done a week on America Tonight. I'll be back with you next week. And even though it's Thanksgiving week, as I said, watch this Fuentes thing. Watch the Democrats continue to attack throughout the weekend. They won't give it up on this military thing. It's just a stunt. And there's going to be a political price to pay for this. Americans are not with this. Thanks to Rich Good for producing all week with me and executive producer Alex Hinton. Dom, D-O-M, Giordano. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. America Tonight on Westwood One.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, a Trump loyalist turned critic, says she's resigning from Congress in January. In a more than 10-minute video posted online yesterday, Greene explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in, quote-unquote. Her resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court ruling that found Texas' 2026 congressional redistricting plan likely discriminates on the basis of race. The order signed yesterday by Justice Samuel Alito will remain in place at least for the next few days, while the court considers whether to allow the new map favorable to Republicans to be used in the midterms. The Trump administration proposing a Ukrainian peace plan, Russia expert Max Bergman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. peace proposal cannot be the end game.
If this is going to go anywhere, I think it has to be seen not as an end final agreement, but as the starting point for a long series of talks and negotiations that hopefully take place between both Ukraine and Russia, but also between Europe and Russia, because that's a crucial aspect of a lot of the provisions in this proposal.
The plan foresees Ukraine handing over territory to Russia, something Kyiv has repeatedly ruled out, while reducing the size of its army and blocking its coveted path to NATO membership. Gunmen have attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 schoolchildren and 12 teachers. The Christian Association of Nigeria reporting yesterday's incident at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community. The attack took place Friday and security forces have been deployed. A St. Louis County police officer shot and killed a man wielding a knife at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport yesterday. The police there reporting the shooting happened around 1 a.m. at Terminal 1 in an area that isn't behind a security checkpoint. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon.
and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies. With tangible asset precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries, it's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Dave Tube, a longtime NFL coach, is speaking out against President Trump's criticism of the league's new kickoff rules.
Trump attended a game earlier this month and criticized the rules on the Pat McAfee show, calling them demeaning and unsafe. Tube, who has coached special teams for over two decades, pointedly dismissed Trump's comments on Thursday.
He has no idea what's going on with the kickoff rule. So, I mean, I take that for what it's worth. I hope he hears it.
The rules, made permanent this year, require the ball to be kicked from the 35-yard line, with players waiting at the 40 until the ball is touched or lands. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The third storm in just over a week drenched Southern California and prompted some local flooding, but caused no major widespread damage before heading east over the mountains and south toward Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Residents Friday morning were warned of flash flooding and possible mudslides. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Council on American Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The governor labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. The Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin chapters of CARE are asking a federal judge to strike down the proclamation. They argue it violates the U.S. Constitution and state law. Abbott's proclamation also prohibits CARE from purchasing land in Texas. CARE claims the proclamation relies on unfounded statements. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has sued California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in this country. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California, saying the practice harms U.S. citizens and encourages illegal immigration. Similar lawsuits have been filed against other states. Backers of the state law say the students generally were brought to the country by their parents when they were children. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's two words that your average Democrat will never understand. A gulag, even though the left created them, and an archipelago, which is a bunch of islands out in the water, and Democrats might think they'd flip over if you put too many Marines on one side of an island, you know. The mental dwarfism that has been made normal is, well, it ought to be at least, rather disturbing. Can I use rather in this context? I think I can. So we've got that going. Their headlines all right. I got National Panhandler Radio. They've got a headline on the Zohran Mamdani visit to the White House today. The headline is, here's what to expect when Trump and Mamdani meet on Friday. And I went through headline after headline. They've got, and story after story. They got a lot of stories and a lot of headlines that say, Trump called Mamdani a communist. And they leave out nowhere in the story do you find Mamdani called Trump a fascist. But that's not in the story because the filthy, illiterate, fake journalist people, you know, the news people, they're not news people. They're Democrat, bootlicks. I'll keep it clean and call them bootlicks, because that's what they do. It's good to be a Democrat. Got the whole news media fluffing you, oiling up, doing the hot oil massage on you every day. I'm going like this with my hands. Because the Democrats and the hot oil massage on Democrats, it's like that. Trump and Mamdani meet Friday in the Oval Office. They've cast each other as adversaries for months. Really, the Democrat mayor of New York, the mayor-elect, has cast the president of the United States as his adversary? Oh, that's right. He's a commie, a stinking filthy commie. So we got that going. And in Chicago, speaking of Democrats, that Democrat set the lady on fire a couple of days ago, drenched her in gasoline and set her on fire. And he's been arrested now. And he's not one of the good guys, but the Democrats might turn him into George Floyd. He could become a folk hero in no time. Their sons will want to grow up to be fire boy here on the Chicago Transit Authority train where he set the lady on fire. And, turns out the guy has been arrested 53 times before. For a whole litany of violent crimes, assaults, and they just keep letting him out. You can go. Go ahead. We're not going to do anything until you set a lady on fire on the subway train, the last judge said. Did the last judge say that, Mike? The last judge didn't really say that, but the last judge might have said that. We're not going to do anything until you set somebody on fire on a subway train. So he went and he set somebody on fire in a subway train. Just amazing. Also, we got a crazy story. The Democrats, they fill my cup every day. Kempsville High School. The assistant principal and his brother were overheard discussing violently attacking ICE agents. This is the school, the assistant principal. When I was a kid, assistant principals were like, you know, dull people who are hoping to become principals sometime in their life. Virginia Beach, Virginia is the dateline. A Kempsville High School assistant principal and his brother are facing charges stemming from an alleged conversation they had about threatening to hurt ICE agents for the, quote, kidnapping individuals. They're arresting illegal alien gang members and things like that. And the news media, they're beside themselves. They're standing next to themselves, in fact. A possible meeting, they're arranging for a kidnapping. ICE agents were kidnapping individuals, the assistant principal and his brother said. And a possible meeting with other like-minded individuals. It's kind of haughty and lofty to say like-minded. That implies that there's a mind at work here. Like-minded individuals to discuss ideas and plans, according to a criminal complaint. Mark Bennett, 59 years old, and John Bennett, 54 years old. They were never any good, those Bennett boys. They're always bad news. John Bennett and Mark Bennett, 54, were arrested at Norfolk International Airport. They're probably fleeing the country, going to someplace nice like Venezuela, where, you know, the cops will kill you on the spot, but never mind that. Norfolk International Airport, arrested around 9:40 a.m. on Wednesday, and at 10:50 a.m., respectively, the two of them, their two brothers, you know, with the help of airport police. Airport police, it's dangerous work with Democrats out there. It is, actually. The Bennetts are brothers, police say. We already knew that. And News 3 confirmed John Bennett is one of Kempville High's assistant principals. How many assistant principals do they have? News 3 obtained a criminal complaint outlining the alleged conversation between the brothers that led to their arrests. On Saturday, November 15th, an off-duty Norfolk police officer was having lunch at a Virginia Beach restaurant. Sounds very nice, doesn't it? At the same time as the Bennett brothers, the complaint says, we should call them, it just says the Bennetts, but I prefer the Bennett brothers. Sounds more like criminals when you say the Bennett brothers. The officer claims he overheard the brothers talking about how ICE agents are kidnapping individuals. That's Democrat Party talking point, Democrat news media talking point. It's called, illegal aliens being arrested, usually gang members, child sex abusers, murderers, people wanted in their own countries. But when you're a Democrat, you say, well, let's let them all go. What's the worst that could happen? What are they going to do, set a woman on fire on the subway train or something? So, just amazing stuff, yeah. How ICE agents are kidnapping individuals and that they need to do something about it. During the conversation, the Bennett brothers allegedly told each other that they're going to fly to Las Vegas to meet with like-minded people in Las Vegas, and return with enforcement ideas and plans. Sure. He also recently bought an assault rifle, he said, during the conversation at the Virginia Beach restaurant. Bought an assault rifle, got a take on. The Democrat Party is this close to launching civil war in the United States of America. The Democrat Party second to civil war. I'm holding my right index finger less than 1 inch over my right thumb when I say they're this close to launching a civil war. The Democrat Party against federal law enforcement. These guys should be gassed. They should get the death penalty. And maybe they could choose the firing squad. I don't know what they do in Virginia, but that's good. Wah, wah, wah. Told his brother he's going to fly to Las Vegas. Maybe like-minded individuals. Got an AR-15 rifle. And then John Bennett, one of the brothers, said he wanted to go hunting. That's the language he used. Go hunting, as the complaint alleges. Expressed interest in going with his brother to Las Vegas. Because, you know, that's some people want to go to gamble or maybe meet nice girls or something like that. These guys want to join a death cult to start a civil war in the United States. The complaint says Mark Bennett bought a ticket to fly to Las Vegas on Wednesday, November 19th, the day he and his brother were arrested at Norfolk International Airport. Hey, Las Vegas isn't outside of the country. That's not international. Both men are charged with one count of conspiracy to commit malicious wounding. These allegations of violence against law enforcement, the very ones who protect and serve our communities, are incredibly alarming, said Virginia Beach Police Department Chief Paul Nadugate. And he said, we are grateful. This information was brought to our attention. Virginia Beach Police Department was able to work with various law enforcement agencies to assess the credibility of the information leading to today's arrests, ensuring the safety of both our law enforcement community and the public at large. Virginia Beach City Public Schools said John Bennett has been with the school district since 2009, and he's currently on leave. I hope he's on leave because he's in Gitmo getting the Perrier Spritz. Remember the Perrier Spritz? You know, waterboarding. I miss that. I still have a great T-shirt home that says, I'd rather be waterboarding. A nice listener sent that to me, because I was talking about how we should have T-shirts like that, and then a nice listener either found one or had one made and sent it to me, and I still wear it. It's great. The incident's still under investigation, and anybody with the information should call the cops and tell them, because, you know, these Bennett brothers, bad news, these guys. They should never have been on the loose in the first place. So we've got that going for us, and all kinds of crazy other Democrat stuff, too. Obama, talking to freshman Democrats on Capitol Hill. They were very excited. Obama showed up. He was president. He hates them and he hates America. He hates everybody. Don't become his personal chef in Martha's Vineyard. Let me just warn you about that right now. Obama privately urges freshman Dems to fight cynicism. No sense of irony. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. Just amazing stuff. Our most important battle, he said, is against cynicism. And then he declared everybody to be a fascist and a racist and everything else. And again, today the Democrats are going to be voting, presumably or reportedly or allegedly, while we're on the air. Democrats are going to vote in favor of socialism in the House of Representatives, because there is a vote coming up today, theoretically, while we're on the air. Sometimes these things get delayed or postponed or pushed back. That's redundant, repetitive, unnecessarily duplicative. But the vote is to condemn the horrors of socialism or not. And it'll be interesting to see how many Democrats say, "Now we like the horrors of socialism." Come on. Something else the Democrats like in Nigeria, the Muslims, the Islamists, kidnapped yet another group of more than 50 students from a Catholic school. In Nigeria, gunmen came in, and they're holding hostage more than 50 students, which should be frowned upon. And that's thing on that. I had to jump to something over here, but we got that. Let's turn the ringers on. Let's go ahead and see how that works. That's kind of fun. So yeah, the kidnapping of more Catholic students at a Catholic school by gunmen who are Muslims or Islamists. Who are jihadis, kind of like Zoran Mamdani. He's a jihadi. He'd be kidnapping students with rifles if he were back home, you know. And didn't he come from Uganda? Uganda. And that Idi Amin, land of Idi Amin. Wasn't Idi Amin a cannibal? A camel? Speaking of Haiti, we got an update in Haiti. Have cannibals in Haiti, too. The Democrats and the Clintons and other Democrats made Haiti all better. Now it's a hotbed of cannibalism. Now that and it's run by gangs. And they want to come here, and the Democrats want them to come here too. They want to bring cannibalism to the United States. They're quite something. And we've got that. That's a big thing. I want to see. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled and my ear to the ground, all that stuff, and see how many Democrats vote in favor of the horrors of socialism, because they think it means free health care. You know they are. Also, Democrats are no fun at all in California. There's a fancy town. It's where fancy people live in very expensive houses. And some of the people, older people, they play pickleball. But that's gotten too annoying for the liberals there, so they're voting to ban pickleball because it's too loud and those pickleballers are too rowdy. You know those rowdy pickleballs. Also, Eric Fang Swalwell has announced on Entertainment TV last night on Jimmy Kimmel that he's running for governor of California. Next step, President of the United States. Fang Fang has been incredibly successful as a Chinese honeypot secret operative recruiting Democrats in the United States. And now Swalwell is announcing that he's running for governor. California just keeps circling the drain, slipping down the rabbit hole, whatever you prefer. So from Nigeria to California, which is a bigger mess, to the horrors of socialism, and our most important battle, Barack Obama banning pickleball, and the guy in Chicago that set the lady on fire, arrested 53 times. And the Democrats say, let him go. Come on. What's the worst that could happen?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show. Oh, no.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The problem's common. ED. Lots of men deal with it at some point or another. But the excuses? They're getting old. It's just stress from work. I'm tired. It happens to everyone sometimes. Look, ED affects 30 million men. You're not the first person to say these things to yourself. Here's what's actually happening. Your body needs support. Rugiet can help. At Rugiet.com. You can find fast-acting treatments prescribed by real doctors. So you can stop making excuses and start making moves. Visit RUGIET.com/plant to get 15% off your first order. That's RUGIET.com/plant. Use our code so they know we sent you. Rugiet. Get back to the moments that matter.
Compounded drugs are permitted to be prescribed under federal law but are not FDA approved and do not undergo FDA safety, effectiveness, or manufacturing review. Visit the Rugiat website for full safety information.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
phone. All right, Miguel, let's go to the telephones on this this great Friday in America. The House of Representatives will condemn the horrors of socialism. A lot of the Democrats won't, though, because you know how they are. Let's go to the phones. Hey, look at that. Let's go to Jason, calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
G'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
Very well, very well.
Are you proving again that you don't need a staff of 50 to run a good radio show? That's for sure.
Apparently that's true, since there are two and a half of us.
Hey, you mentioned about how close we are to civil war. I would say that if a civil war ever broke out, I think I know which side it would be on. It wouldn't be on the Blue Hair Brigade side. I think they wouldn't do too well in a full-blown civil war.
They're violent and crazy. They got violent and crazy elderly people. They're trying to relive the 1960s and the 1970s. And, you know, LSD has even made a comeback.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy. And these people would like to side with a known pedophile to get information on Trump. I mean, it just shows you how low these people would go. It's just, you know, you choose between a pedophile and normal people. They choose a pedophile every time.
They really do, don't they? And then the whole transgendery thing. Although transgendery thing is fading away. The Democrats are very angry about that. They keep slamming their genitalia in the drawers of desks and things to protest. It's a new form of protest, slamming the male genitalia in the drawer of a desk.
I'm trying to picture that.
Don't spend too much time on it, though, because it's just the thing. But, yeah, they're nuts. And it does, you know, you moved here from Australia, a country far, far away, and you came, I think, long enough ago where we were a pretty normal country. But now we've become quite abnormal, haven't we?
Oh, very abnormal. We're quite normal when I first got here, and now I'm just scratching my head, shaking my head ruefully, so I'm wondering what the hell is going on.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you're not alone, Jason. That's what makes you normal. See, that's the normal. That's why we advocate that we should all remember normal. Let's keep it in mind. We might have to bring it back one day.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
They arrested every grandmother that sat on the lawn at the Capitol on January 6th, but they can't find the pipe bomber. At least 7,000 National Guard troops from dozens of states already on the ground in the nation's capital January 16th, with more expected to arrive in the coming days at the request of the Secret Service, said Army General Daniel Hokanson. The chief of the National Guard Bureau, the military security force, it's a security force, will be more than three times the total number of U.S. troops currently deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, reflecting heightened concern after supporters of President Trump stormed the Capitol while lawmakers were certifying his loss in the November 3rd presidential election. You know, the one where Joe Biden outdid every president in the history of the country by millions and millions of votes, and it was mail-out ballots and ballot harvesting and no voter ID and pay no attention to any of that. And then Joe Biden got millions more votes than Hillary Clinton, who's a woman that the Democrats wanted to make president because she was a woman, and she's not anymore, which is interesting, since she was a woman. And it's hard to say now, because, you know. Of course, millions more votes than Barack Obama, who was the first black president, and the Democrats turned out in record numbers for him. And then, you know, in record numbers for a woman, of course, in record numbers for Joe Biden that broke the previous records because the Democrat Party. But isn't that great? And now the Democrats are very, very angry that President Trump has deployed National Guard troops to fight crime in crime-ridden cities like Chicago, where the mayor of Chicago is absolutely pro-crime. He's for more crime. He wants more murder. And he doesn't want anybody fighting crime, certainly. Also, as a story, one of the things got my attention on this morning is the news breaking this morning. Judge rules Trump's National Guard deployment to D.C. is illegal. Where was this judge in 2021? A federal judge ruled Thursday that President Trump's months-long deployment of thousands of National Guard forces to the streets of Washington, D.C., they're not even troops, they're forces on CBS News, violates federal law. It'll be overturned by the Supreme Court. U.S. District Judge, what is it? Gia, J-I-A is the person's first name, Gia Cobb, sided with the D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab, who has never prosecuted a crime or a criminal, who sued the federal government over the Guard deployment, arguing it exceeds the president's legal authority. Really, but when Joe Biden deployed 25,000 troops and kept thousands of troops on the streets of Washington for months on end, that was all fine, because Ashley Babbitt had been shot and killed after serving 12 years in the U.S. Air Force honorably and was not expelled for repeated cocaine use, like Hunter Biden was expelled from the Navy for repeated cocaine use, but never mind that. But the judge stayed her ruling for 21 days to give the Trump administration a chance to appeal it, because Gia knows that it's going to be overturned. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson blasted the ruling, arguing that Mr. Trump has the authority to deploy Guard troops in the nation's capital. Jackson called Schwab's lawsuit nothing more than another attempt at the detriment of D.C. residents to undermine the president's highly successful operations to stop violent crime in D.C., And crime is way down. It's way down in D.C. since, you know, we started fighting crime in D.C. It's way down in Chicago since we started fighting crime in Chicago. But the Democrats are the pro-crime party. And now they've got Gia. That's the Chia Pet song, right? Because every time I see her name, J-I-A, and I start in my head singing the Chia Pet commercial. But is she a Chia Pet? I haven't even seen her. She is a WOC, though. She's a woman of color. Therefore, you can't disagree with her. Otherwise, you know. Yes, sir. In his own statement following the ruling by Judge Gia Schwab, the never prosecute anybody chief law enforcement officer in Washington, D.C., said normalizing the use of military troops for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. Not as dangerous as letting Democrats run loose on the streets of Washington and murder people all the time, but where the president can disregard states' independence. You're not a state, and you're not an independent state. You're the federal district. It's called the District of Columbia, and it's the seat of the federal government where we don't have super senators or a super governor. But never mind that. This Schwab guy is a cancer. He's a cancer. Where the president can disregard states' independence, again, the guy doesn't know where he is, what his job is, what he's doing, what the Constitution says, and deploy troops wherever and whenever he wants. Well, it's true, Republican presidents have had to deploy troops in the past, like to move Democrats out of the way of, you know, Democrat Governor Orville Faubus in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957 when a Republican governor, a Republican president, that would be Dwight Eisenhower, who smashed fascism in Europe, then came home and had to deal with the Democrats. I wonder which he thought was worse. Because, honestly, and he had to move, 101st Airborne to Little Rock to move Democrat Governor Orville Faubus out of the front door of Central High because he wouldn't allow the school to be racially integrated. He wanted it, insisted that it continue to be racially segregated. And then had to send the army down to Alabama to move Democrat Governor George Wallace out of the way to racially integrate a university there, not a high school. But never mind that. So the presidents, Republican presidents, have had to use the military, 101st Airborne in Little Rock, and guard in many instances where the Democrats were rioting and burning and racially segregating schools and colleges. And, you know, the Democrats, they're not on the side of the good guys. And they're still not on the side of the good guys. And we got this idiot, Schwab, in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. Man, the D.C. Attorney General, Brian Schwab, who says normalizing the use of military troops for domestic law enforcement, which Joe Biden did for months and months on end with the greatest number ever, 25,000 troops in one city, sets a dangerous precedent where the president can disregard states' independence. He doesn't know the difference between the District of Columbia, where he is the attorney general, and a state with states' rights. Isn't that amazing? They're not on the side of sanity, these people. They're Ricky. They're all named Ricky, I think. Alright, let's see. I've got Zohran Mamdani coming up for you. He's headed to the White House today. He's a communist, in, Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. They're going to be voting in the House to condemn the horrors of socialism, the most murderous death cult in the history of humankind, quite literally. And many, many Democrats will again vote against condemning socialism, demonstrating the fact that they're pro-socialism, the most murderous death cult in history. So I've got that coming. And Hakeem Jeffries was asked about communism and socialism, and he did what communists and socialists do, Hakeem Jeffries, and he hates the Jews. So we'll get to him as well. In Chicago, got the idiot mayor there, Brandon Johnson, because they found out that the guy that the Democrats let loose and set the woman on fire on the subway train had been arrested 53 times in the past, including a whole bunch of times fairly recently. And they just let him go. But wait till you hear what he had to say. And we got Eric Swalwell announcing he's running for governor of California, among other things. Yes, sir. All right, let's go back to the telephones, Michael, and talk to the great American people on this great American Friday. Let's go to Peter, calling from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where our attorney general is very afraid that we've got people fighting crime, and he doesn't fight crime. If anybody does, he fights against them. Peter, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, everything you said earlier, I couldn't have said it better. Gia and the Schwab need to be tried for treason.
Yeah.
The country is a mess. D.C. is a mess. And our president's doing everything to fight it. Do you think this nonsense lawsuit is going to even last?
Well, no, I think that it's going to be appealed. And if it does go to the Supreme Court, I think the Supreme Court will say, obviously, the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, has the authority in the District of Columbia quite specifically and particularly to deploy Guard troops, which he controls, the D.C. National Guard, to Washington, D.C., because he's the chief executive of the United States of America. And this Schwab guy should not only be kicked out of his post, he should be disbarred for being such an ignorant slut. I'm sorry, channeling Dan Aykroyd from Saturday Night Live. But the guy couldn't be more ignorant. I know more about the law than he does. I know more about the Constitution than he does. And he's the Attorney General of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Thank you. We need to all come together and really put an end to this democratic crime syndicate that we have in this country.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And they're, you know, it's like the Soviet Union has taken over at least the Democratic Party in the United States of America. And the Democratic Party is dangerous. And literally, I've played audio here of several different Democrats talking about civil war in the United States, and they're shooting people. You know, they're assassinating Charlie Kirk and shooting President Trump and shooting Congressman Steve Scalise while trying to wipe out the entire Republican baseball team in a mass political assassination. They're violently attacking the police everywhere for enforcing laws as passed by the Congress. They're engaged in insurrection. We had audio yesterday of six Democrat members of Congress, the House and the Senate, calling for members of the military and the intelligence community to engage in insurrection against the President of the United States, disobey orders. They say, oh, they're not lawful orders. And then you ask the idiots, well, list the unlawful orders that the President has issued that the military should resist, that they should refuse to carry out. And they can't give you a single example because they have tiny little squirrel brains, don't they, Peter?
Yep, they do. And I really want to just thank you for fighting for this country and for the people. Well, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Well, thank you very kindly. Piece of cake. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's what my mother taught me when I was a child. She was a good mother. She was a great mother. She had six of me. And I'm the mellow one. I am the mellow one. Well, we got it. One brother might dispute that. But that's probably just, you know, the whiskey talking. Thank you, Peter. I wouldn't know what else to do. Just fight for truth, justice, and the American way.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Cooking at Thanksgiving is high stakes. It feels like one dried-out turkey can ruin it all. That's why I love my Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer takes the guesswork out of holiday cooking. The USDA says turkeys gotta hit 165 degrees Fahrenheit to be safe. Your eyes can deceive, but Chef IQ ensures that you hit that perfect temperature every time. It couldn't be easier. Just insert the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, then sit back and relax. Chef IQ Sense tells you when to flip, take it off the heat, even how long to let it rest. No more oven peeking, no more dried out turkey, just perfectly cooked meals every time. And it works for steaks, chicken, fish, whatever you're cooking. You'll wonder how you ever cooked without it. Plus, it's the ultimate gift, perfect for seasoned cooks. kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. Now get 30% off site-wide with the code PLANT at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. The promo code is PLANT.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just 20 bucks, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just 20 bucks a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than Big Wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
It's RSV season. Is your baby protected? RSV is the number one cause of hospitalization in all infants. Protect your baby from severe RSV with an immunization.
I think he's having trouble breathing.
A vaccine during pregnancy or preventive antibody is now available. Help prevent RSV before it happens. Learn more by visiting lung.org/RSV.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
All right, Michael, let's go back to the telephones. It's Friday after all. Talk to the nice people, the American people. Let's go to Bill, calling from Bend, Oregon, who's listening on Al Gore's amazing internet and the WMAL stream. Thanks to Al Gore. Peace be upon him. William, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, hi, Chris. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Bill.
I'm amazed. I've heard interviews with these people who have told our service people to disobey the commander-in-chief's orders. One of the big complaints was that, the president has not consulted Congress to go into these conflicts. Yet every one of them served either in Iraq or Afghanistan, all served in conflicts where Congress did not declare war. And all of them continued to serve and carry out the chief, the commander-in-chief's orders. And when it was their turn to disobey, they did not have the courage to do that. And they don't have the courage now, because now they're putting it up to the current service people to put their careers on the line and disobey the commander-in-chief. They're all hypocrites.
Well, I would I'd say that's very generous of you. I'd say that they're seditious mutineers. That they're, and the president called them seditious too. And then he said, so, you know, that's punishable by death, sedition. And go ahead.
And every time these people, are in an interview, the interviewer should bring that up and say, well, what did you do when you were in the service in these undeclared wars? What did you do? Did you still carry out your orders?
Well, and you know, one of the people in the video, one of the Democrats in the video from Congress, recommending that our entire military perpetrate mutiny against the president because these six Democrats didn't vote for him and disagree with him, and they have Trump derangement syndrome. And he was asked four times, well, name an illegal order that the president has given that the military should disobey or the intelligence community should disobey. And the idiot just babbled and gave some, you know, I hate Trump talking points, and couldn't name an order that the president has given that they thought was an illegal order, because they're snakes and weasels, and they are seditious, and they are mutineers, and they're not good people. They're not honest people. They're not truthful people. They're anti-American people. And Trump derangement syndrome is an actual mental illness, Bill.
It is.
Yeah, and I shared with a psychoanalyst from New York who wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal last week about TDS being an actual psychological malady. And he explained he works in New York and Washington, D.C. primarily, and he talked about the number of people with Trump derangement syndrome and how the pathologies associated with TDS conform with other, you know, compulsive neurotic disorders that he has treated people for over the years. And now TDS is the most prominent, frequent illness that he's encountering with his patients in his psychoanalytic practice. What do we do about them, Bill?
Exactly. You know, these people need to be called on the carpet for what they say and what they intend to say and what their intentions are and what their innuendos are on this whole thing. So,
yeah, and I got to say that these six members of Congress, I think the Army should go arrest.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.